Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Grizzly, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your bathroom. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
Even if you don't dig it, don't mean it's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it, right now don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't want to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. For just a little bit of effort, I can't even wait. We might just turn you on.
Getting it on, the Helios Biblis out of the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bone, and guess what?
We are about to get it on. My goodness gracious. That song just made me feel like we are ready. It says, what you doing? Y'all on the verge of getting it on, all right. I don't know if it's on the right verge, but we're going to put you on the right verge today, as always, on the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun. We will be bringing it to you for at least 3+ hours, because guess what? We ain't on TV. Now, we're going to have fun today. We're going to make it live, but we're going to make it understandably factually true to your brain cells so you can comprehend everything today and go about your business knowing that you are all right. Vindication is always the game. Today's program, if y'all ain't see the slideshow, y'all better look it up. We told you, I don't trust none. And I'll tell you like it is. I don't trust none, nigga. We don't trust your ass out there. Hell no. Oh, none got his bitches either. Hell no. After what we have been witnessing for the past 8 years, I'm going to get deep today, but y'all don't know. Y'all going to take this tidbit. Y'all better run with it. They doing a 369 on your ass today. Count on it. A 369 on your ass today. Count on it. Now, let's get rolling here. I want to give a special shout out to my guest last week. They laid a foundation for this one. Reverend Pinckney, Brother Ray Fauntleroy. And we told you, all we do is regurgitate facts from the past, present, and future at the same time. That's how it's done. At the same time. We've been saying that. Me, myself, and I have always been saying that. Today, we about to kick it hard. See, America is already eating this young. Y'all remember that album? That's my favorite people. I just played it off the top. One of the songs. America's been eating this young for a long time. But I started saying, I said, you know, why we always got to go on to America? Let me go into the dictionary that we gave y'all and just look up some of these words that we try to give to you. And, you know, I found Australia. Now, I'm going worldwide today. I'm talking worldwide stuff today. Now, y'all tell me how deep these facts could be. Now, Australia, you know, Australia is a penal colony. It's like Georgia, that area. It's a penal colony. Wiped out the Tasmanian people, then made them the Tasmanian devils. I mean, just unbelievable. So I said, man, because, you know, I've been doing a lot of research, some deeper shit than we even could imagine because it would scare some of y'all. I know y'all talk a good game, but it's some crazy people out here. Hoo-hoo. Fruity Pebbles, baby. Now, Australia goes on in this particular graphic that I found, spoken by the individual before his deathbed confession in 2004. Now, I'm only going to give you the secret name, and you do the rest. We ain't got time to do all everybody's work because y'all doing a good work out there, Dry Bone Connection peoples. That's a news network in itself. They cover north, east, south, and west of all brain functions. So get ready for this one. I hope you can have it. Now, Australia has been known to be the satanic New World Order capital. Now, they brought these pictures, the show they ain't playing. Statue's already over here. I put it on there so you know we won't be playing with you today. They had a lodge called Alpha Lodge. I'm saying, damn, the Alpha Lodge. This ain't even America. This is in Australia. In 2004, the cat says that this lodge of theirs, the aim of this lodge, was for a 66% illiteracy rate in the Western world by 2010. This came out the cat's mouth. I said, damn, that's past. We in 2022. After we opened up the mics and blew up the microphone, we want to hear from y'all. Do you think everybody pretty much is much dumber? I mean, they said by 2010. It's 2023. Next month. We'll talk about, is that plan already passed? I mean, because I have seen some dumbass people today. Oh, my goodness. It can't get no worse. Then they go on to say that this lodge was for the destruction of at least 70% of global population by 2030. Now, we're in 2023. Let's even take it to the future. We're in 2023 now. And for a deathbed confession from 2004, with the goal of the World Satanic Church, this is what they call themselves, not me calling you. Eating the babies was nothing to them. Y'all got the nerves to be black folks. I told you I'm going to play the curses today for y'all because y'all are under the divine curse. If anybody can tell me that black folk is actually praising pedophiles, pedophiles, black folks is actually the number one group promoting this shit. Get ready. Get ready. I hope you're ready for this one. Woo-hoo! Okay, let's get rock and rolling in this baby. I put the mother in rock and roll. Love you, Sister Rosa. Oh, man, that's the mother in rock and roll. And she don't had all the babies, everything. Anyway, let's keep it rolling. Now, they say by 7. Now, we already on a COVID just dropped dead trip that no newspaper except alternative news is putting it on. This is how smooth the devil is. He said he would deceive us the whole world. We done did how many shows on this one here? Oh, man. He's on. It ain't even he. We won't even get there yet till we get to I Love Lucy. But all I'm going to say is they came to the conclusion they was going to do this. Now, they said, this is what he said now. Everything is a quote, not me even talking. I'm just, you know, giving some highlights to the words. Then it goes on. Most government counts on their sheeple to respond in a typical infantile fashion. Unquote. The bitch told you straight up, we hoping on these dumbass people to, with an infantile mind, an infantrytile mind, to go out and just fall for whatever we tell them. I said, damn. Now, this is some deep shit here. This coming from a world Satanist church in Australia. Now, here's where it gets deep, everybody. The dude goes on to say, and to identify a more powerful force, even if enslaves, brutalizes, or humiliates them, in an explosive deathbed confession, it was this former Satanist. And he got more. He says, our lodge in Sydney, Australia, intelligence agencies are instruments of the Illuminati central bankers. The name of this cat, his secret name is Frater. F-R-A-T-E-R. That's all I'm going to tell you. He goes on and quote says, America Intelligence Service, CIA, he says is funded the occult. He said the CIA funded their ass. That's what he said. Now, I ain't got nothing to do with this deathbed confession other than the fact that I reported it from Australia. He says, many of America's high-ranking military men and members are various satanic lodges or kindred organizations. God, I said, what? Then he goes on to say they overlap with organized crime, drug trafficking, the U.S. and Australia, Navy ships were used, as well as oil tankers. Brothels are a small part of the international satanic empire. He goes on to say most of the money comes from the CIA drug trafficking, sophisticated blackmail, money laundering, and currency trading. Currency trading? I mean, how far do we got to show you the fact? FTX, currency got crypto under his balls. Ooh-wee. Boy, y'all about to feel it today, baby. The Helios is hot. I said, well, damn. They say brothels, that's just a small part. So kid trafficking, which Kanye West, all y'all on his job, y'all deserve to be taken to Yahweh immediately for execution. How about that one by the end of this program? Let's go with that one right quick. Here y'all up here jumping for joy. This nigga ain't did nothing but cause y'all to be for the setup game. I got the list of the agencies. Candace Owens is with them. She has now been found out acting ring called StarExploreTalent.com. Come to find out, everybody is an actor. Everybody. You are under a psyoptical attack. You have no idea. You are believing staged events. No doubt about it. People are brought up. I got her now with Mike Pence doing the shake. Look at the handshake on that picture. Go ahead and look it up. I ain't playing with y'all today. Got no time. Time is running out. Get ready. You've been warned. You going along with this charade. He on all the shows. How he on the shows? The agency that all of them came out is Jewish Ram. I got the names right here. Go look it up. Candace Owens, AOC, all of them. All the women now must wear an outfit showing their breasts and titties like a suit. So the no bra, that's part of the cult initiation. They call the Queens of Jezebel. Oh, I'm putting it down for you today. How dumb can you be if my dumb ass got to warn you? Woo, woo! We about to get you. Oh, yeah. All of them freaking out in the Bahamas. How the black folks in Bahamas can look at themselves today? I'm talking to you, Bahama. Mama. Those of you down here know what I'm talking about. Much love. Great cook. Want some good conch, stew, soup. And she used to tell us. She has passed today. There was some wicked shit going on down there. Y'all over there being pimped out. Pretending to be people of moral high standards. Y'all working for them. Y'all, they're slave butlers. Your slave concubines. You done sold your whole island up to the queens of Jezebel. And now we're going to even get deeper. I told you we're going to eat your children. Didn't I tell you this? Didn't I say that? I warned you. I said LC had a meeting about y'all eating them. Get it on, baby. Now, here how it gets with the Candace Owens. She's been found to be a true slayer. I told you, Kanye West found her. On what? What did he find her on? Oh, the website. I forgot. You should see this website. Oh, my goodness. See, I know y'all don't dig that deep because y'all kind of scary people. I don't want y'all to look up the lies if that ain't that scary. Don't look, want y'all to do that for us so we can get some clarity to what I'm talking about. They have put these people up. Then it goes on to say before he even died, the man goes on to say even more fratter. Satanists of the highest order are behind numbers of wealthy conservatives, right-wing Christian churches, and organizations in America. There are some of a contemporary Satanist best cash flow enterprise, mostly indirectly, and allow mass indoctrination and networking. Mass indoctrination. Indoctrinate. Doc. The first word should scare the hell. Indoc. Indo. Indo. I love this damn dictionary, man. Oh, my God. It wakes me up completely. Y'all want a spiritual heart on, boy. Y'all better get these dictionaries, baby. I'm telling y'all, it'll wake you up ASAP. You don't even have time to wake no more. Then it goes on to state. Every one of them has promoted COVID. Every single one. Candace had a little beef back, but that was her plan. That's the plan for her. The plan was to put her in the deep state. Put her right in the seat. She had to be a black face. She's Queen Candace in DNA. But I ain't going to even go into all that. I'll wait till later when we get past 12 o'clock when I go into the high celestial noon. Now, let's even get deeper. Now, you've been warned. You have had Pizzagate. No one talked about the one Candace was in. And no one even brought it. It's called Gamegate. Controversy. Gang gate. Look it up. I can only give you the clues. Shit, I'm like Trump. He would have been dead. Trump is in with him. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I got letters from people who sent it to me showing me some of these people like the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, all them going to jail was actually being set up by deep state operatives that were already staging people into this room to go in there so they can create the January 6th charade that it is. Y'all talking about January 6th, and everybody on January 6th is neo-Nazi slavers. Just look up everybody, including Bernie, the black gentleman from Glendora, Mississippi. We're going to play that today for you, too, because you forgot they was enslaving us to the 1960s, late 60s, and you got the nerve, black folks. You going to get it today. Let me call on Yahweh right quick to come get y'all asses. Y'all deserve what y'all going to get. Playing games with everybody. Liars. Lovers of lies. The number one lovers of lies are black people. How long can you be telling me this man could come up and give his deathbed confession in 2004, and he said we're going to have half their ass dead by 2060. And y'all about to go take some more boosters. Y'all got TV shows telling y'all what to do. You got NBA-controlled Chinese operatives playing basketball, pretending to be in the hood. How they in the hood? They got billionaires. Where do you see them at in the hood other than the goddamn basketball game? Lying asses. They down here in our basement pretending like they giving our... We can't even afford houses in Overtown. Boy, I'm... Oh, boy, we going... I got Ron DeSantis. I found it, everybody. I won't be playing it today. You will be listening to this program for the next 2 weeks. What I found, you don't even have. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Put a bet. Let's put a wager on it. See who played this first. You or these other shows. Let's find that out. You're going to put an end to this foolishness today. Today. Running around here pretending. These people planning on eating you alive. Got you on the dinner table already. Soylent Green already in effect. And y'all pretending like y'all got power. Talking about y'all the Hebrew Israelites. Really? Really? Well, maybe the Hebrew Israelites better pray this don't happen to your children.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We now, don't have...
America eats as young as today's program, y'all. They are told you already going to eat your babies. That's why y'all getting shot in the streets. They taking every organ from all you dead young black people. I didn't say this. Your own people who works in the morgues are noticing things. They noticing some activity in the blood that ain't looking right. Maybe that's that 70% thing. Just so you don't know, this was what's going on in the deep state. They have positioned Candace Owens. She's been paid by the Democrats to push a white supremacist agenda. She's only 26 years old, and in 2015, she is CEO of Degree 180, a marketing agency that offers consultation, production, and planning services. And this is what came out their mouths in this magazine. They say she's planning and armed with a deep state media machine to flip sides to infiltrate the Republican Conservative Party as their darling colored woman of color. Are y'all ready for this? I hope so, because we're about to throw down today. I'm opening up all mics. Y'all can get down. Y'all better start talking about what. And first of all, according to those of us who understand, you better fight your local gangsters first, because you ain't even ready for Washington. Don't even play yourself. Washington is a homeless encampment. All they got is homeless people all around encamped in Washington, D.C. Go look it up. Why ain't y'all worried about that? Because you're hypocrites. Just like Malcolm said, don't blame me. Don't be talking about, Malcolm said y'all was hypocrites. And he said it with conviction. Unfortunately, he's dead, but he did say it. we got to remember that part. Yeah, we can't let that part go, boy. Yeah, Yeah, but still like, oh, yeah, yeah. But like, y'all act like these cats still alive after they were assassinated. That's how corny our black history agenda is. It's very corny. Who would go along with this? Who? Tell me who. Think about it before I bring it open to my... Who would go... What kind of person would go along with this charade? Really? Think about that right quick. I think we warned y'all about the robot dogs. Better get your stock in them. The robots ain't going to be dogs. They're going to be human beings. They're going to look like human beings. Oh, get ready. San Francisco already. New York already. I told you they're coming. Now, the strategy is how you stopping them. How are we going to stop them? Locally. You can't even think about it until you go local. Damn, did I say that? I go local. You got to go local to even win a game like this. I guess you don't know that yet. But you remember, y'all was saying y'all the Hebrews. God goes, that right there is going to, I told y'all, I ain't seen the real Hebrews stand up yet. They're supposed to have a show today on Reverend Pickney on 5 o'clock about the Hebrews. And Kyrie Irving, another operative. Why are y'all playing with us with these operatives? You think we listen to a sports celebrity who gets anything they want? I'm going to listen to that, huh? What kind of dude is you? What kind of sucker would I be to let a celebrity getting paid by their claim the Jewish people they hate? All of a sudden they hate Jews, but they getting paid by. What kind of stupid shit is this, y'all, that you would go along with this? Got 5 minutes before I open up the mics. Y'all better come with some answers today. What kind of dumbass people will tell me I'm supposed to listen to some dude getting paid by a Jewish dude that he claims he don't like? Boy, that don't sound like a setup. Well, if that don't sound like a setup, but oh, hey, I'm just a dumbass dude on the microphone. Woo! Yeah, that's a good one, ain't it? Yeah, and y'all thinking this is a joke. Talking all this Hebrew, and all y'all going to do this, and Yahweh going to do it. And then you find out Yahweh put you in this. I ain't heard a person yet in the Hebrew community come on this program. I'll give you the whole hour to convince me that you don't deserve this ass kicking. That's coming. I'm giving everybody a chance. Please, please. I want to hear this. I do. I want to hear this, how y'all can get on the radio shows and try to justify the dumbest group of people on the planet who act like they believe everything that's in these so-called history books that y'all claim y'all, you got black folk writing books telling people over here already. No one wants to explain to us, well, if they got over here already, how the hell did these crackers come back over here and take this over? I'm waiting for that one. I'll give you a whole hour, 2 hours. I even put money that you can't even explain it. Let's do that one. How the hell? Somebody going to tell me the greatest people in the world is already over here in America. Pyramids everywhere. All over the goddamn place. Pyramids off the goddamn Mississippi. Everybody see pyramids. But you can't explain to me how a few crackers could come over here and take over a goddamn continent. I'm waiting for you today. Whew, I feel good. But man, that's therapeutic right there. Whew, thank you. But we'll be right back. I want y'all to come on. We about to open up the mics. I want y'all to tell me how this could happen, how all this could take place with all these great black folks over here. We'll be right back. I'm for real about this one. So get ready, because we need your answers. And you better be wise.
Everybody wanna go heaven, but them don't wanna die. Want $1 million to fall out the sky. Know how to get paid, but afraid to try. Don't wanna inhale, but wanna get high. Know why, but don't know if it's a lie. Hate airplanes, cause they afraid to fly. Don't eat meat, but wear leather on their feet. Hate the beat, but can't stay in their seat. Love someone, but don't know who they are. Afraid of the spotlight, but wanna be the star. Live life in the fast lane, but don't wanna crash. Talking about saving. money, but dipping in the stash. Wanna dress jiggy, but low on cash. Wanna get drunk, then show they ass. Wanna be smart, but don't go to class. Wanna be down, but don't wanna be last.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, you gotta win.
That's what I was told when I was a boy. Now I break a rapper like a brand new toy.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, you gotta win.
Better stack up and stock up, pack up and lock up. Cause I came to rack up and sold a whole block. Everybody wanna rhyme, but they don't got flow. Wanna get married, but wanna be the hoe. Wanna get out, but ain't ready to go. Want things fast, but wanna move the ass slow. Don't go to practice, but wanna go pro. Wanna do the video before they learn to do the show. Want respect, but don't wanna earn it. Wanna lose weight, but don't wanna burn it. Wanna be somebody, but don't know who. Wanna act like they know, but ain't got no clue. Wanna always do something, but never get to it. And then tell people they was gonna do it. Wanna talk that trash, but don't wanna fight. Wanna get up early, but stay up all night. Wanna grab the dice, but don't wanna roll. Wanna be grown, but don't wanna get old.
Life is a game. We back. We back. Get ready, everybody. About to open the mics. All you on the line, 515-605-9343. This is the Heedles Business Hour, the first part. We need all y'all participation on this because we asked some questions today. How in the hell could somebody tell me how this could possibly happen? That Satanists can tell you in Australia what they're going to do. And y'all don't read your Bibles. And don't get the understanding when it says that great Satan who deceiveth the whole new world. Hit it. Got my man, 8554. Welcome to the Healers. You know we much love for you. Keep it going, brother.
December 4th, 1969. Chicago Police Department assassinates Fred Hampton. The reason why, let me say this. It's too much focus was put on the police department. Nobody went to jail or anything. Nobody hardly talks about the intel that got collected from the FBI. Mm-hmm. William O'Neill and the other plants that was inside the organization. You got a motherfucking congressman, Bobby Rush, who's supposed to be his minister of defense. He's not there that night or that morning. He gets assassinated.
Mm.
He joins the United States Army. Co-founder of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, goes AWOL, gets back in the Army, gets an honorable discharge. Now he's a politician. And he's also has the signature on the Trace Act 666. Think about that for a minute.
Think about that.
Okay. The Brooklyn Nets, the top three players, Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving. Two out of the three were born in Melbourne, Australia. I wonder if anybody knew that.
Woo, not me. Woo! Go ahead.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
Go ahead.
You do a Google search of, you know about this book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier, 1995.
Yes.
Now tell me why when I Googled the book this morning, it took me to the CIA. .gov library website.
Oh, check that out.
Yeah. Now, let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a company called Kering, K-E-R-I-N-G?
Kering. No, go ahead and give it the note.
I'll tell you about it. Okay, Kering, that's French, is a French-based multinational corporation specializing in luxury goods. It owns the brands Balenciaga, Bottega, Veneta, Gucci, Alexander McQueen, Yves Saint Laurent. So you can say that this Kering company is kind of like the BlackRock, a Vanguard of the fashion industry. And I just watched the House of Gucci movie last week. Very, very interesting, very telling. Now on Bev show last week, Rob had played the clip. Now, this is the first time I heard about this. Now, the granddaughter came out and said that she was actually sexually molested and raped by her stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, I guess pretty much everybody in the family knew about it. Nobody did anything about it.
Yeah. I heard that's part of their ritual, is parts of that, yes. Yeah.
And I cannot doubt that. But going back with what you're saying, and all this stuff with Kanye and not Kyrie, you know, it's all misdirection. Oh, one more thing. People still ain't talking about the fact that since Operation Warp Speed, not one who came up with that idea, 1.1 million people have died from the vaccinations ever since the initiation of Operation Warp Speed, not being talked about.
That name alone scares the hell out of me. And this is where the problem's coming, everybody. I go all over the globe now to look at this. Canada and Australia are like at odds against their governments, their citizenry. I mean, they putting it out there.
Speaking of Canada, nobody talked about what's his name, the Prime Minister. Trudeau. I'm about to say they had the state dinner here Thursday.
That's French.
With Biden and Trudeau.
Yeah. They had the French guy, Macron. They had Macron.
Macron. Yeah.
Macron,
that was interesting.
France.
Did you get a chance to look at the guest list?
Yes.
Who was at that dinner?
Yeah. We got everybody from John Legend's at the damn thing. Your name is there.
John Legend.
Yeah.
The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
John Podesta. Hunter Biden, his family was there.
And also,
hold on,
here's one to get me. For those of y'all teachers out there, they had the Amy lady for the school board, the school teachers union. She came in with her gay lover, but she was dressed up in a yarmulke. Now, I like that the Jewish community explained to us how that worked. I'm ignorant. Please explain to me, is that some type of new cult that the women are now rabbis? Because she came in looking like a man rabbi. That's just what she came in looking. I watched some of the people just to see the pageantry that goes in there with it. It is a lot of it. So we just said earlier, France. Y'all just named Bellagio. These so-called Gucci houses of fashion. And let's be real, everybody, prostitution, pedophilia is all in the works of this. This is in their own memoirs. I just read their stuff from them themselves. One thing about
and drinking of the blood of the children,
right? Yeah, thank you. Adrenochrome. We did shows on that. Many of y'all been on different shows that did the same, talked about the same thing. Not many of these shows do that. So those shows who've done that, vindication for it, right there, vindication. Because most people are scared to talk about it. Y'all had this chick give a dinner, Jay-Z there, a death dinner, and y'all looked up to these people. They can come in your hood right now.
Wait a minute. Today is his birthday, too. Huh? Ain't that something?
Ain't that amazing? Must be the GameGate controversy coming up. Got to be something for all this going on. Keep your eyes open. I'm opening up some more. Y'all get ready. I ask y'all, it's so much to this agenda. We find out now the deep state has already put a website just to get to people like her. I told y'all years ago where she came from. She ain't saying nothing I don't know already. So right there scares me. I said, damn, she's bringing up some old shit that I guess the young people need to hear. But it was all a scam. And then she ended up marrying the bloodline. So let's not fool ourselves no longer. Dracos is in the stars. We told you, that's why this program is divinely made. It's all about that. You can't have no history without their cult world. If anybody gives you some history without their cult, run, because they faking it. Run. Every one of these things is based in history. And then y'all forgot Lot had sex with his daughter. How come y'all don't read about that in church? Ain't nobody put his ass, Yahweh didn't get him for that, did he? Let's answer some questions today, because we in church right now. 6661, let's go with it.
Great daughter, my brother. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Hey, Jack Bauer, Jack Bauer, Jack Bauer, Jack Bauer.
Boy, that's real. This is Hollywood Jack Bauer, for real, real. Go ahead.
I got my popcorns always on deck, my brother. And where can we start, bro? We have been infiltrated at its highest levels. You know, from everything, missing money. Nobody's talking about it. Missing hard-earned money of the tax people that are paying these secret agents a whole lot of something and getting nothing in return. And to add on to what the brother was saying about the economic parts and House of Gucci or whatever, if you were to ask most Americans what's their number one brand of car, they would tell you Cadillac, but a lot of them don't know the House of Cadillac is out of France and
yeah.
Chevrolet and GMC is the grand, the Mecca capital. Come on, bro. Where are we at? Where's the history? So I was looking at this interview where they were interviewing some actors and actresses or whatever about the importance of having a black director or whatever. So Denzel comes in, he compared Spielberg to Scorsese or whatever, but he said the most important part is that, and this is point blank, is understanding the history of it. It's not based in color. It's all about cultural. See, and he gave the example of the little girl getting the hair. Most of us, we got the hot comb. The young ladies got the hot comb put into it. And see, you know what I'm saying? They can't get the because their genetic makeup, and I'm just keeping it on a historical level. Their genetic makeup was not even to that to catch the ancients. But now when they made everybody cut off their hair and then they start putting the bald look so you don't have that antenna to reach the ancestors, then they just completely cut you out the loop. And then they had all the stuff putting on your head, the lie and the dye. Man, the brains of all the psychosis and the psyops and the Hegelian dialect, Dracos is still in the mix. Dracos ain't going nowhere. And with the spies that he sent out first, even
sent
in our own
first.
Village, he sent out first.
Spies.
They are here, and they, man, look at here. The Hegelian, more power to them. Same playbook.
No doubt about it. No doubt about that. And also, what you said about the hair, you see all the movies of the African warriors, they're bald headed practically. I don't know what they got to do. I don't know if that's a catch or not.
And
also that look about the hair. But women have been cutting their hair. Remember now, India.
Yeah, to go get a wig.
But it's from India. But it's
you
from
cut
India.
Your hair.
The hair is from India. Though.
Yeah, to go get a wig.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's go there. Let's go with their call. But their system is they're called devotees, everybody. The people who cut their hair in those temples in India, they do it out of spiritual, I say. And they make it money.
To make an offering.
It's pimping in the name of God as well because they got a person over that who's now taking the hair up. Putting the hair up into a bundle.
And they offer
so
the young girls. They offer the young girls to the priest.
So how do we explain that? How do we explain that, though? That's India.
Hey, but let me add one little missing money to the puzzle. How it's going to be a fair coin because all that went down with FTX and FT and SBF, and now you saw the two billionaires that Bitcoin billionaires that the helicopter somehow or whatever somewhere just mysteriously crashed.
Man,
look
here.
This is bigger than us.
Yeah.
This thing is jackpot.
They killed a couple of them now have already been.
I think it's
three of them. Right there, you go. Thank you. Three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all sending the links, showing this to us, and it should be asking the question right now to everybody listening. Don't you find it strange that this one bank? Look at the man's name. I told you it's symbolic. Bankman Free. The Bankman is free. Let's get it going, y'all. Y'all ain't getting it. It's word magic. Bankman is free. He is under
prison.
In the Bahamas, pirate territory, playing like they don't know what's going on down there. They, I'm telling you, judgment has been set. So get ready today to listen to your own judgment. I didn't do it. Y'all put it out there. We're going to get ready because, oh, man, I got some stuff for you. Well, I got this. Ooh, I feel good. We ain't got to play today, y'all. Get ready. 7696. Let's put it out there.
Hey, little dry bone.
What's up? What's up, my brother? Peace and love.
I wanted to comment, you know, Virginia, that's one of the main pirate coves right there where the Pentagon
is. Right.
You know?
That's right. That's right. Correct.
So and you got Virginia, that's where all the Hollywood stars coming up out of the what you call that place, the Pentagon. That's where all their movie script. They got more movie offices for Universal Studios than for the, I don't even, what is the Pentagon for? What is their purpose?
Yeah, look at that, Pentagon. They already showing the bottom of. Go ahead, keep it going.
Yeah, that's where I think everybody getting indoctrinated at. Because the military is all the way involved with anybody got to do with TV. If you on TV, if you on any of those websites, if you got any type of access to them numbers, I just call it them rich people, they just got access to some numbers and they can go to the bank, but they can never really do nothing what you think they should do with the power that they have. So that lets you know that
right.
they got access to something.
Yeah,
they only
get
have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
they can take it at any time. So
right.
that's what's going on with all these people. They getting indoctrinated into the military. I think the military got the most thing to do with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they got all the intel on everybody. Because they can
everybody.
Get information from everybody. They got hackers. They got stuff just like other countries. You know, they use on other countries. They use it on us here, too.
And think about that. Now, they use it on other countries. Other countries are now, if you look at what's going on with America, y'all, the cartels are only taking on the most brutal regimes. Venezuela. I work with Venezuela. They tell me they it's terrible. They fleeing in groves over here. So whatever America is funding, the opposite of what it's telling the people, obviously. Y'all been hearing this for years from individuals on all these
shows. They finna start back using Venezuelan oil. They start back buying oil.
There you go. A routine. Here's a group of people. Brazil, everybody. I don't know what to tell y'all right now, other than the fact that I know many of you have been taken over by the colored gang, and it's really a sad statement today to our academics and to all our so-called teachers and educators who have been totally bamboozled into believing
on,
they were a curriculum that was supposed to be helpful to people. Go ahead.
And did you say in the beginning of the show that they was dumbed down? The
dumbed
schooling
down.
System, all them, look, all them motherfuckers dumb.
Dumb.
Because
and
they
go ahead.
When I was in school, I witnessed that. I'm just saying, I ain't smart, but I ain't no dummy, but I know common sense.
Common
you know,
sense. That's the key word. Somebody looked at that number, brother, mm-hmm. brother Eddie on Wednesday. Brother Eddie on Wednesday night.
That's what done went on. These people dumb, and they, and I'm talking about they so smart. The system got them so, like they. I'm saying it's crazy. I can't
now,
even
now,
explain
now,
it.
I'm gonna explain it. Keep it. We just said earlier. Y'all been hearing this program from the beginning. We told you that a world satanic church in Australia said the goal for this particular agenda that they got was to make people 60% dumb in the Western world by 2010. That is already done. That's a fact. It's a done data. It's a done data. All the done data out there. It's a done data. Let's go with that program right now. So that's done already. You have now come to grips that you got the dumbest group of people based on witchcraft from the World Satanic Church tells
by
you
the
themselves.
The Pied Piper.
Yeah.
The Pied Piper. That's
there
true.
You go. Yeah, the Pied Piper, Snoop Dogg, all of them. Now they coming out with head wraps and shit. Him and his wife. They've been giving family permission now. They bloodline. I ain't say that I ain't mad at people getting wealthy. I say the agenda to get wealthy seems to be a little flawed here. The agenda to get wealthy ain't about helping people no more. It's about killing the population off so the rich and the demigods can live in paradise. I hope y'all get this. This is a Bible story and an all your book story, but it's not going to end out well. I just told you, Yahweh already said he was going to kill you, Hebrews. Let's go. With the Helios, we about to get fired. Y'all gonna get fired. I got two more calls before I lay blood all over y'all. 5038.
Drive on. What's
going on? Let's go, Mr. Caddy. We've been waiting on you, boy. This show was designed for you today because I got the Ethiopian stuff.
Yeah, I know the brother's probably calling me out. I've been present, but I've been absent because of my...
I got you. You know we got love for you. We just have to have this conversation. No better person but you. Go ahead.
I want to write down on three people real quick, and it's going to take less than 2 minutes.
No, go take your time.
Okay. When you tell somebody Jew, you're not talking about Yahuda. All right? So there's no such thing as a short of a name in our language. All right? So Jew is German. We're not talking about the same people. And number one, if you want to be of Yehuda or any of those tribes, the number one thing you got to have is melon. Do you know what melon is? What the hell? Why would you argue after that point? If you ain't got no melon, you ain't got no argument in it. So if you're telling me you're a Jew, okay, you're a Jew. You got germs. But cool. What they got to do with Abraham? Show me the blood link. Mm. All right. So,
Keep going.
Bible made up. The Bible is not made up story, damn it.
Mm-mm.
All they did was take stories of us and try to fit themselves in it. The reason the Bible is you. That's you. Let me tell you this. What's his name? Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Hell on.
Mm-hmm.
He's a snake, a reptilian. He's an upgraded Down syndrome, and people want to get his full credit. But what goddamn credit should he get? Did he create Starlink? Did he create the cars? No. He just manufactured them. That's the difference. He didn't create nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The draconians who are in his ear, that's why he has like a delayed speech in his talk, because they're in his ear talking. That's what's going on. Sorry about my tone. Just where I'm at. But
no, go
break,
back,
it,
go.
Break it on down.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, to break him down, he made a deal with the devil, and the devil deal is to put you outside of the Heavenly Father so you can never go back to the Heavenly Father because it's a part in the homosexual act that releases your spirit. All right,
okay.
And what's your spirit goes.
Go ahead.
And so when the spirit goes, other demons can enter. And so when them celebrities die, it don't mean nothing because they become disembodied. They don't go to any other realm because they just become a shell. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter what they say because they're already gone.
Okay, so
there's
let's
no comeback to Kanye West.
Don't go nowhere now. Cause stay with me. So riding the goat will bring up a chakra. Is that what you're trying to tell the people?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's certain glands you got, right? It's hard for me to explain it because we have to look at it all at once.
Okay, keep going. I just want to throw that at you. You know where I'm coming from. But keep it going. Keep it going.
Right.
Because this
is so you. You mentioned before our history. We're under witchcraft, and white women are not strong enough to sustain that power. So black women do know what I'm talking about, and witchcraft can only be held by a female force because that force is taking certain elements of this earth, which is of the negative energy, and so they know what they're doing. So, anytime this whole system We are asleep. The worst thing a black woman is worried about is a black man waking up. Not the white man worried about it. The white man already know who he is. So they tag team deal has to go on. The reason why the Eve story is so important because she was the first woman to have a period, a menstrual cycle, and every woman knows about that. That's part of the deal. So anybody want to go toe-to-toe with me on that, we can go there because I come from the heavenly high. I'm taking everything down.
Three, I know what the nine about. Three, I gave it earlier. 369. I told you, nine is the prime number. So we're not gonna play with this because but you're making history on telling people right now. So that's a beautiful thing. Now, we could do a program. I asked you a hundred times, why don't we put this stuff together? Because I knew all along that this would be the basis of how we will be talking in the end times. Because black folks have really don't see the big picture of your fear. Your fear of what? If you're the most mightiest of groups, and I'm talking bloodline as well, then we got to come to grips that some of this is our own doing. And there is repentance in some of this that we seem to be lacking, in my opinion. The old tone, the octave note necessary to wake up people. Now, he's talking sex. I told you sex was number one thing in the Bible is sex.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
Sex. X-E-X.
No doubt about it.
S-I-X. S-I-X. S-E-X.
That's it. We're about to get busy. Now, I don't know what time you got, but I want to set up something, man, because I called you. I know we all we traveled around, but hit me back on the low so we can put something together, man, because we got Reverend Pickney. Detroit want to hear this now because it's all over the place. That's the good thing about it. It's all over the place. And I got something for you to listen to. Please stay with me. I told you Ethiopia.
Now,
I looked up Trajan's. The who man, man, I think he's dealing with Andromeda. I got this from this Ethiopian website. Something ain't right with that brother on the who thing.
Right, yeah, we could definitely get into the energies of that's going on.
Yeah, that's the energy you're talking about. You're talking about the Kundalini energy at the rectum, which is in Hinduism, in the so-called, Kama Sutra. Y'all better look this shit up. If you go look this up, you won't think we cross on crazy. But if you don't look it up, then you are the 66% illiterate mothers and daddies on this planet that the so-called satanic church, the house of Satan, it ain't got nothing to do with what y'all thinking about. Because that Satan means adversary in Hebrew. So who's your adversary, Satan? We got, can you go with me to the more? Because I want to get some more callers, but I got something for y'all.
I'm here. I'm here with you.
Okay. Stay with me. Just mute yourself. Don't. I ain't going to cut you. Just mute yourself. 9927, you next, because we about to break up this foolishness. 9927.
Okay, so I put myself in the queue.
You in the queue now.
Right,
you in the queue.
So
ahead,
right now I'm making candles. I'm going to put myself back on mute and let you go ahead because
All right.
I just wanted
to
make sure I was in the queue.
You in the queue. I got you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to where I need to go with this because, see, we told you America eats it young. It ain't just America. I just use America because it's Babylon the Great in your Bibles of high civilization. And this is one of the rituals. I told you, we're going back to the core now. I told you, they was drinking this. You've been eating it. She said in Switzerland, a professor said we can eat dead people. You eating them, Beyond Burgers. Get down.
Another reason the elite drink children's blood is for its known rejuvenating effects. Why do you think some of these old Illuminati Satanists live so long?
It turns out that drinking children's blood is an anti-aging device. This is just really sick and disgusting, but it's a fact. It's a chemical fact. And if you drink adrenalized children's blood, which is to say you terrorize the child, not just with sodomy, but with torture and with other satanic ritual things, if you adrenalize the child's blood before you kill them and drink their blood, this is a doubly effective anti-aging device. You can also harvest children's bone marrow. So children are being killed for their bone marrow. as an anti-aging device for the elite. I don't make this stuff up. It's gone on throughout history. This is not new.
A piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away, and they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby.
What you want in a pancake is to have the consistency of young human flesh.
It's spongy and has life to it.
You're with a guy with brightly colored undergarments, and you got soft human flesh in front of you.
I eat children. How old are you?
12.
Oh, okay. Only to 10.
Only
okay,
to
that's
10.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Children and pineapple.
Children and pineapple.
Which by Hillary Clinton do you think are the most satanic?
Which what?
Which actions by Hillary Clinton are you think are the most satanic?
The willingness to kill babies, innocent babies.
What is this shit?
That stuff makes pure mescaline seem like ginger beer, man.
Ginger beer?
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
I stomped them. Where'd you get this? What kind of monster client have you hooked up with this time? Satanism freak. I think there's only one source for this stuff. The adrenaline gland from a living human body. I know. The guy didn't have any cash to pay me. They nailed this guy for child molesting. He swore he didn't do it. Why should I fuck with children, he said. They're too small.
Like the Countess, who feeds on the blood of children.
You must have a lot of questions. I'm kidnapping children that I keep in the hotel upstairs, and I bring home people to feed on, and then Iris helps me to filter the blood through the children. She loves to hunt. She loves her condition. There's a lot of grappling with addiction with the show.
Mr. Biden, are you still groping Senator's children? Creepy Joe Biden? Creepy Joe Biden on YouTube? Sir, have you seen the video? It's pretty disgusting, sir.
No, I'm not saying it. He knows I mean it. I genuinely mean it.
That's good to hear.
Do you know what my dad used to say? His granddaughters have one important job. Take care of the pop. That's the most important one.
I play a cadre of entertainers, of entertainers, politicians, and people that you niggas love. They said they eating blood, the people from The View, all of them. And you gonna tell me I should listen to niggas?
The View is on ABC, who is owned by Disney. Oh, come
How
on.
The hell?
People still don't get it.
They said they was eating children, drinking the blood.
Wow.
I got it on tape. I better have this stuff. But people too scared. Cause he crazy.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead. I want to hear from you. What you got to say on that? What you got to say?
You turn Mickey upside down and say wicked.
Says wicked. Thank you. That's real. We seen that. Ain't that amazing? Mm-hmm. We was talking about that. Yeah. As an anagram. Magic shows. I love magic. I used to love watching Sinbad in the seventh sea, in the gargoyles going through the gates of Gibraltar, not knowing what them skeletons meant. Now I know. Y'all ready for this? It's only 11 o'clock, man. I'm about to put it on y'all. Let me get some more callers. Because I told you, how you going to justify listening to all these celebrity niggas? You okay with that? All y'all should be condemned by Yahweh according to your own book. Let's see how you feel by the end of this program. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. 4-8-5-3, get ready. Let's do it.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
All right. You remember in the 1700s and the 1800s, they were scalping indigenous people, right?
Yep.
Okay. In Europe. what is the prominent party for the judicial system?
The wigs.
So whose scalps are they wearing?
Yeah, who wigs are they wearing? Good one there. Go ahead.
George Washington, there's the famous picture of him crossing the Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side of Delaware?
Virginia? What's on the other side of Delaware?
Right.
Virginia?
Where's the queen? Every time the queen comes, well, when she came to America,
yeah,
she stopped in Virginia to see a ancient family member of hers.
Yeah.
Capital City is right there too, isn't it?
Mary.
Queen Mary, Virginia, the virgin birth of Mary.
Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah, Maryland. Yeah. So all that's validated. That's been validated. So we can't say, now, okay, let's take that premise you're saying, bro, because you're taking us to the right area. That's like, well, y'all on point today. I told y'all Australia was a penal colony. Virginia was a penal. Georgia was a penal. Yeah. Now, go with that premise you're going with. Okay, so we see that these corporations are in those areas. They at sea right there in Virginia and Delaware. That's crossing the Delaware. Go ahead. Keep it going.
And the Pentagon.
And the Pentagon. Go, goddamn.
And 9/11. And 9/11. And 9/11.
Mm-hmm. U.S. Army headquarters.
Go ahead.
Right.
Keep going. Go ahead.
They blew up the rectum because, remember, it just showed the file room with a chair and a book in it. You seen Jesse Ventura? He showed pictures of all of the places that was hit.
Yep.
That
go
building
ahead,
was
going.
Really hit. You know, yeah, that, and Dan, there's another point I wanted to make about something that somebody had said
that rectum hit was perfect for the Pentagon. You hit it on the nose, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, and
well, I forgot the other part I was going to say, so
go ahead.
If you turn Mickey Mouse's head upside down. No, as a matter of fact, if you just take his head off, you got the Baphomet. You know, the Baphomet is basically a woman's vagina.
Yeah, yeah. The Holy Grail, baby. That's what it is. The uterus. Stay with me. That's why they was able to win this election, y'all, because of the Baphomet witchcraft magic. See, they made it, they said they gave her this choice now. They knew her nature. It says, my body, my choice. Except when it came to the killing device of COVID. So what they did was they flipped the script. They told us, we got to go back to this, the ancient principle on this round here. So they gave this decree that said, oh, my body, my choice, so the women would be given power to kill their babies. Now, I just gave you, they eat the babies. So what type of magic is that that would make women vote on one issue about they got control of their body, but then they just got double vax, triple vax? How's that work in your mind before I take another caller? Go with that, and then hit me with what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Finish that up.
Well, what they speak to is a lot of people that took that pokey, they say they can't feel their soul. So that's already initiating them for AI and zombie apocalypse.
God damn. Thank you, man. Hey, y'all, put yourself on mute, everybody. I'm about to go deep. I told you, I'm not playing today. We ain't got time. Time is a serious thing. And Patel Seek, I see you got a calendar. Feel free to call me. Come on. We love that calendar. I told you, my debate with anybody today is not to tell me black folks was not in every aspect of this equation. If they was Greeks, they were some niggas at the table with big dicks. And it's all over Greeks. So I don't know. No debate for me, mm-hmm. for anybody. I just say, bring the calendar on now. Let's do this thing. Now, let's go somewhere with y'all. Just y'all. Y'all been saying it. But Tubmost,
about those two mass shootings? I guess that people forgot about it happened up in Virginia last month. The one at the University of Virginia campus with the football players.
Thank
and then
you.
The other one with the Walmart.
Thank you. I forget. See, there's so much going on. That's why we got to drive on. See that. It's so much shit going on. See, I forgot about Virginia. What black folks you know going to kill the goddamn best team you got? That's got to be a psyop. You ain't going to fuck the football team up when you win it.
They drop on.
That's going to show you. I got to laugh. Hold on. That should have been a wake-up call right there. I said, he shot up the best team. He got to be a PSYOP. Ain't nobody in their right mind would do that.
How about the guy that went in that Navy Yard? Where was that Navy Yard at?
Well, Navy Yard.
Remember he said, I don't want to do it. They want me to kill people.
Oh, that was a while back, though. Okay. Wasn't that when the same thing happened to the
chick? Wasn't that Maryland?
Maryland, that's right. And then let's go with the black. I'm going to tell y'all something before we get started. I had this happen. See, I just don't have these things, and I just run my mouth. We had a brother come on here. Everybody know, I ain't going to name no names. He came on in the early days. This dude did some unbelievable shit. He was military, came on here, told people about eight people that he thought should be listened to. We was one of them. They was calling me. That's when I told y'all, and y'all didn't believe me because I'm little old me. So when I told y'all years ago, I said, man, them people was calling me, and the military people, I know they had to call because I know that I see an email in my thing. I showed many of y'all. I said, man, these people coming after people who don't even really got no power. But the power we got is the power to act on factual or being whatever passion that you have in this game we'll be playing. Now, this is where I'm asking all y'all before we go to the next week, 11-11. Do y'all not see that these energy vampires, they need our reaction? I'm going to tell you why I'm using this in the same thing how they killed the baby. They need our reaction to react, to bring up the adrenaline that we all have when we get excited. And so this excitement comes in different formats. It comes in sex. It comes through drugs. It comes through euphoria. And it comes through spiritual. It has a euphoric connotation that they all want, we want, everybody on this line probably want. It's a super erection or a super orgasmic event. This is what they feed off of. It's not human. You want to be. That's on you.
Right.
You want to be. But then somehow it feeds on. Almost like a, like I just said, every Star Trek movie, Gene Roddenberry, the new one now, they all got to sit down with the Pentagon. It's a fact. I watched Gene Roddenberry's show that on his documentary, he used to confide with the military before Star Trek could come on. And put that shit they gave us. That is military information. Y'all hit it on the nose.
And go look up the information about Ben Affleck working with the CIA. It's documented.
Yeah. They got to. That's the only way they could bring out
Tom Cruise.
Just perfect on the new movie. You can't make this up, everybody. So we already know.
Actor ain't nothing but an agent.
Actor is agent, and he needs an agent in order to be a good actor.
Right.
What you got? An agent. So this is why I tell people. You have to be a little common sense denominator. Got to be. If you can't comprehend, you good in math and still dumb, that's a problem. If you still dumb and a lot of shit and still doing dumb shit, you ain't comprehending. Reading arithmetic.
Oh,
you ain't comprehending.
You see that guy that got all those stars, was it Harley Pasternak?
Okay, you make it. Sister, 9019, put yourself on, tell everybody you're getting ready to talk. You next. But cut that noise out. Go ahead, brother. Finish up so I can start get some more calls. Go ahead.
No, the Harley Pasternak, like he got to be some type of, I think he's military too, right? The guy that, he all they personal trainers, as they call them, personal trainers.
Right, personal trainers.
You're right, Kanye.
Oh my God, he's something else.
Yeah, he got like 50 clients or more.
And he's like, really, he told Kanye something about that. I got this from all this information. This may not be factual, but it did say that he tried to warn Kanye to slip back from his comments. It was going to cause trouble with him seeing his kids. I said, damn, the trainer. So that's why. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, too. I got to give credit to Captain Judy and all. We used to come on this show back way before all y'all. We had these white people come on these shows who was military and told us they was having sex with them. And y'all remember, she was a sergeant back in the day. And Sister Ngoni, shout out to you. Much love to you, sister. Please give me a call. Please, for me, purposely, call me, please. These are the people that I got into this radio thing with back in the day. And a lot of things they said back in the day that we thought, everybody thought they was crazy as hell for saying, they validated. That woman came on here, I got the archive, and said they was having sex with her, women, and that's when they had the do not, don't tell with Bill Clinton was going on. And when she came on here and told all y'all, that's who can remember, like, go to the archives if you can. And she said they was having
drive
sex
on
with kids and everything. Now, how come we ain't never wake up on that? And why don't we talk about that shit? What is, so, we hiding something? Go ahead. Somebody said dry bones. Go ahead. Jump in.
Yeah. At the base of the spine, speaking on Kundalini energy and
yeah,
the anus.
Right here. Uh-huh.
At the base of the spine, there is some oil.
Right.
And just like what you're saying, that oil rises up to the brain to nourish the brain if you restrain from ejaculating your seed during sex.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's another
now,
thing that they to take from
that's
people.
Why I tell people, that people going to say something, only people who know me, I should tell, because I was taught this, don't try to nut, be a porn star, many that don't nut. And see, this is where I tell people, I said this for years, sex was the number one magic, I'm never going to stop saying it, number one magic on earth, because that's your whole portal system of getting here. And now, we at a level, we done brought in some shit y'all have no idea with. They don't want to tell you what's been brought into the earth. I'm going to tell you today. We about to go into something that y'all, I thought we were ready for. But it's very scary when they can tell you they're going to kill you. Now, y'all said this to me today. Yeah, the Georgia Guidestones got blown up. But how about Lego toys? Y'all said that to me today. Got the Georgia Guidestones now to be sold to you as a gift.
And I found that by accident. I wasn't looking for it on purpose.
Thank you. I said, what? Got
I said the same thing.
As a Lego toy. Now, I've seen it personally with my eyes, touched them, everything. Just like I told somebody earlier about the Egyptian thing. That's a good debate. I think we could make some interesting dialogue for educational purposes on why we still hung up on white folks being in Egypt when Egypt is a predominantly black nation. If you go look at the World Cup today, the whole Egyptian soccer team is black as your cousins or your daddies or your mamas, same colors. And I don't know how we got to this situation where we don't understand how these African nations that are existing today have fucked all of Europe. Just go to porn and put in Africans fucking Europeans, and you will be goddamn. They treating them niggas better than they treat me getting treated. That's for goddamn sure. Your ass ain't even close to that shit over there. They give it up, gangbanging motherfuckers, take a whole goddamn tribe for they just to be called a queen over in Africa. Now, I don't understand y'all right now because I'm about to go into Jezebel. These are sex, I told y'all a long time ago, they sex goddess bitches cults. These people had dicks and pussies. And they were able to fuck each other without coming. So I just think y'all need to bring that back into your memory banks while y'all can't understand it, because y'all have destroyed the Afro, what they call them, hermaphrodites that y'all claim. And Asian people are the biggest hermaphrodite sex cult on the planet. Look it up. I'm not making this up. They dress it like women. These little tranny dudes got people coming from all over the earth to fuck them. Now, something ain't right. Is this that cool little shit y'all been talking about that y'all been hiding because it's all over in Taiwan? These whole sex temples. I sent pictures out years ago when I found out about this. I said, damn. They got orgies going on in Egypt. Why ain't that talked about? Because y'all are called nigger raiders. Y'all raiders are. Somebody make a loud noise with the air. Put yourself on mute. If you're on air, just mute yourself. I'll bring you back in. Don't worry.
Oh, and there is another raider. Another Indiana Jones movie coming out next year, too.
Another Indiana Jones movie, which is the Holy Grail,
yep.
about the pussy. That's a symbolic movie about the pussy. Plain and simple. Now, I'm sick of this right quick. I got to go down. I hope y'all listen. I told you I got some stuff for y'all. I'm going to go with Africa right now. Because Africa got a lot of nerves. Really do. It really does. A lot of nerves. I don't even know how we can put up with this bullshit. They over here getting visas, living way better than the indigenous blacks that want to claim this as their indigenous territory. Let's go with that premise. Now, I look at this and say, well, okay. Can I, like, reach any of them and somehow get them to say, let's sit down and figure out how we can get back to, you know, having some power like y'all? Because y'all over here, y'all being murdered. Matter of fact, y'all got a whole community in Minnesota that's been able to have polygamy go on without no problem. Y'all know her name, Omar. I mean, she telling people we doing this up there in Minnesota now. Think about that. In Minnesota. Now, you know it got to be some gang. She got a community that don't even act like they like black people, indigenous black people, the ones from Mississippi. They act like they like y'all. Tell me, give me some Arabs that tell me they like y'all. And bring them on here. I will apologize and give a donation. How about that one?
You talking about that lady that got into politics, and as soon as she got into politics, she divorced her husband and married an Ashkenazi?
Yeah, that one. There's a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of them. Now, I'm trying to figure out now how y'all exempt yourselves from talking about these people. And this for all y'all. How y'all do it? Because I'm saying to myself, I said, well, damn, that's pretty serious that they able to bring themselves over here. And be, I mean, get into the businesses, get all this type of money, a quick, they
but
able to
that,
do
now, that Minnesota piece is not actually new. It actually, some years ago, that started up in Michigan. A lot of us forgot about that, about
yeah,
them coming
us,
over here, setting up shop in Michigan, you know, but
yeah,
that was forgotten
yeah.
about.
That's forgotten about. I'm being real today. We got facts only going to matter today. Y'all can go to all your academic. I don't care who hires y'all. Don't care about where you work at. Don't care about. I'm just getting the facts. You're going to experience this regardless. However high mighty your minds may believe you are. You can't.
Oh, by the way, speaking of academics, Illinois is at an all-time low as far as the whole state with the kids reading and math scores. All-time low.
Thank you. That's what I see.
But they're graduating 97% graduation rate is almost 97%. But they can't read and write and do math.
They can't read, write,
thanks
and do math.
Thanks to the internet. The internet ain't teaching nobody shit.
The Church of Satan said they're going to make
the internet all damn day ain't learning shit.
They on the internet every day ain't learning nothing. Ain't that strange? Now, the Church of Satan, which we ain't going to go around this program today, we improve their eating children. We improved that already.
Children no longer have to take the SATs to get into college. How about that?
Don't even have
how important the SATs used to be? They don't have to take SATs no more to get into college. So that's a standardized test to make sure that you're competent in education, right?
Right.
You don't have to take the SAT. I know a teacher.
Go ahead.
This year, there was only one child that went to take that test. And I think she said there's 250 seniors in her school, and only one of them went to take the SATs this year.
Now think about that. Now I got a call coming in. Let me get this call. 5298. Go ahead. Let me hear from you. 5298. I don't know if I cut you off or not, but you're the last one holding. Anybody else holding? Let me see. Hit the number one button. Okay, guess not. Now let me see if I got somebody up here. No, everybody's doing. Okay, I got everybody in the queue. So if you got something to say, no problem. Hold on. Let me get. 9090019. When I bring you in, I'm gonna give you 5 minutes to get all your people out your mind. If y'all talking, put yourself on mute. That's all we want to do, because I want to make sure we comprehend today how this is going down. So y'all make a noise. If you make a noise, put yourself on mute. If you hear only Miss Me and you, you good. If you hear other people, put yourself on mute. I don't know what the hell this. When I find this person here,
it ain't me. Speaking of a porn star.
Yeah. When I find that person there, you know you.
Well, it definitely ain't me.
Yeah. Okay. So we already might got him gone because they making way too. I'm talking about. I said myself. I said porn, and he went straight to it. I do. Calm down, or whoever that is. Calm down, please.
Hey, drive on. Drop on. Hey, I wanted to comment on what you were saying about the foreigners that look like us. Them people, they actually taking advantage of the, they actually
putting in the effort, just like how everybody else is. Like, you know, I got a couple people that I know, they Africans, they real cool with me. And, you know, we talk real. And basically, mm-hmm. like, they just take advantage and they do just like how the system asks them to do. And they got their good credit. They got everything else just like all the hunkies got. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And they use that to their advantage. And see,
now,
we just consume. We just keep consuming.
Coming over here using the same principle. Hold on, because let's get that clear now. You're saying that during all this 60 stuff about us getting this, that, the black people, indigenous, supposed to be American black, supposed to get that, that the foreigners figured out the game better than those who are on the land, basically. That's what you just said.
They did the work. They actually just said, fuck it, I'm going to go on here and do what they asked me to do. You know what I'm saying? And the system is set up simple because you got to think both white people slow. You know, white people, they mostly, they go after people. They wait to see it, and then they say, hey, I know how to do that, after they see somebody else doing it.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let's make some sense. I bet those of us living in northern areas, we just had Reverend Pickney come on, and I said, well, damn, I know all the white people that I've been around in the north, they ain't the brightest of the bunch. Somehow, they got to know enough to do one thing. They got a tribalism type of concept going on to me and all these groups that we've been deprived of as this type of tribalism of being affiliated to America with being within ourselves. Because if these groups come over here, which y'all just said, are coming over here, one thing they don't give up, I notice, is their national flag identity. You could say all you want about who coming here. One thing they do, they keep their thought patterns of where they came from somehow in place. In place enough that they will worship all their holidays.
Come up here while I'm living there now.
Watch how many Mexican flags on the houses.
Okay, come on. I know.
The whole setup, those dry bones.
That touched the nerve there. Really everybody responded on that one. Yeah, I touched the nerve. Yeah, go ahead.
Dry bones. They really not from nowhere. You got to remember that. Them people was giving them identities.
Okay. No one's going to disagree because I told you years ago that if you were listening to me, we've been listening to each other. I remember saying on the applications in Dade County, in different areas mm-hmm. of Dade County, they do not put black. That's a fact.
Right.
They could come. They will put other. Other before they put down that goddamn terminology of black or African American, which is on these things. Now that's amazing. Now, when we think about this, simple deduction. I ain't that bright. If I were to put indigenous American on there, how would they take us now? Because it ain't nothing but a pen. See, y'all think the weapons is all important, and they don't even take a lot because you already went. Other groups already don't. If other groups don't do this,
LGBTQ people's getting reparations. How does that happen?
Right. And they getting other. They're putting binary. They don't put a whole new.
Everybody following
word.
The script except the common people. They following the script. The common people not. They all in the groups. They all getting in the groups and they doing what they supposed to do. And the average person don't even have a community no more. So that's why it's all applying, and you know what I'm saying? That's why
okay.
I look the way it looks.
Okay. Let me get some more. Because you saying,
applying.
You already said, all y'all say the same thing now. Let me get, is this this worldwide church of Satan that seems to predict that they will be able to accomplish this? Now, I'm gave 4 out of 5 that they have already accomplished. Y'all already submitted to this. I want all y'all to tell me, y'all already submitted that they dumbed down America. They said the Western world by 2010. Done data. The 70%, let's just say it's in the working now. Is that something we can say? It's in the working now to bring it down to 70% by 2030. And then second.
It might happen before that if these people keep taking these damn shots. Man, I don't want to tell you how many white people done came to me within the past 2 to 3 weeks. Told me they took that shot. I'm going to give you an example. Yesterday, I was talking to this white dude in the gym. Him and his wife went and took that shot. All his fucking hair falling out now. He got some type of disease I ain't never heard of. But he fucking mad. But he said him and his wife listened to the news and shit and took that shot. It's fucking them up.
And listen to the news, the good news, not the gospel, just news. I mean, because the gospel has a news that's factual. That's the whole difference. Look up that word in Latin. It means factual information, gospel. That's what it means.
Hey, can I speak on something about the African coming up?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you open.
See, one thing that's not in consideration, and you don't know how they get to come over here, and it's by a lottery system. They don't sit there and get a chance to say, I'm going to go to America. They don't have big-ass bank accounts. So, you could have to start reaching out.
Well,
you
how many
mean?
People?
You can't,
how
no more assumptions.
How many
but
people?
Just no more assumptions.
No, right. No, I'm saying, but that's a good point. Because, okay, now we find out they're getting a lottery, which is, I'm glad you bring it to our point. Now we find out they got a lottery system. So then how many they have projected in a population of different countries. So let's just say, for instance, they want Ethiopia and Nigeria, based on what they see, they probably be the larger group that come into the country. And so once they get this lottery system, how does that work once they get here with the lottery system? Are they still contactually to their country?
I'll explain the lottery system. And all the countries made a deal. And every country has a lottery system. They don't go by the population. They have a drawing every year, a certain amount of number.
Mm.
And they go out, and once they get out, they can go to different places. But see, what you talk is poor. You know, you have no idea what poverty is. And sometimes it made me cry. Just to hear how y'all talk about, like they living a good life over there. Like, you don't know shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't even know what double poverty is. You know, I'm sitting like...
Right.
And I'm not talking about you, Drybone. I'm not talking about you as a person.
No, go.
Just so we know that.
But the point is,
people are really suffering in this world, and people need to stop sitting here throwing negative things. God damn it. Show me, help them, God damn it. Don't tell me how somebody bad. Don't tell me what you did to help remedy the situation. If you can't do that, then don't talk negative.
I'm saying that they doing so much better than us. They have to help us. It'd be different. I think now I'm gonna say this for y'all. Listen carefully.
It's not what you're saying.
But we broaden out to these regions that listening. Every group got a group that comes in that y'all don't understand clearly of how they got here. That's because now we're hearing it for the first time. I can tell you it's Westfoot Dryfoot. It's different ways of getting here to my area, but they are lottery. So if it's a lottery in your district up there in northern areas, the question would be to your local government to identify the lottery to y'all, how the lottery works in your local government. Fuck all the rest. Because if they are able to do this, then who taxpayers pay for this? And that's where you get to see how this game is played. If it's done that way, because if that's the case, now the taxpayers doesn't even know that they're supposed to get this amount of people in their district. So when they flood that district without them knowing, ignorance, like we just said, if you keep them ignorant of why this happened, that's why we're going to have these problems of understanding how these people got into these groups with us. And again, black folks, and hold on one thing before I say, black folks, I want to give you some validation, black folks, because not many groups will allow that. Many groups would not just say, hey, we love y'all because y'all look like each other. You got groups in Africa killing each other for thousands and thousands of years. Look pretty similar, but it's called ethnicity and tribalism. So that's where we're going to have this debate in America, because we don't get it for how they come over here and get this tax-based money and get able to, you say, afford themselves this civil rights initiative that was supposed to be propagated on the indigenous people first. This is where the debate going to come in. I'm glad we have it now early. The brother
brought up a good point, but see, now how does that tie in? Does it have anything to do with the sanctuary city thing? Because in Illinois, I've lost count of how many people are coming in here. They putting them everywhere now, and the white people are getting pissed because they bringing them in, putting them in their neighborhoods. They packing and selling their shit and moving. But it's a repeat of history because When we were migrating up from the South 50, 60 years ago, it was the same thing. We'd come up here, we'd go into certain neighborhoods where whites was at, they'll leave overnight. It's the same thing happening.
Same transition. Okay, so basically we're seeing the same thing of white flight from a
But like I said, I'm just picking up Illinois,
no,
Chicago,
no,
because
no,
I'm here.
I've seen it in New York. I've been to quite a few places. I ain't worldwide now, but the places I've seen, the same scenario is played in each and every city. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
Hey, Dry Bones, how about the fact that they got a lot of these foreigners that are teachers in our schools?
They don't give the jobs.
You know, I know a guy. He has two children that went to college to be teachers, right? They ain't got a job in 7 years. My daughter's church that she goes to, there's three teachers in there. One of them is from Mexico. Two of them is from Jamaica, and I think one's from Africa. And they came and they got their visas. They were hired to teach. That's how they got here to America.
Right. So they were hired to teach. So they kept it in place. This career. Now, again, go ahead, brother. I heard you going to say something.
Okay. Remember the clip you played a while ago where it said that the Democrat or either party of the wing go by like population and legislation, and
right,
when they do all
right.
these redistricting and all that.
Right, that's correct.
What a lot of us and, you know, some of us do understand is that your basic social governance comes from the majority of population. So that ties into the statement that you said when it comes time to, like, identify who you really are. Now, we've been so dispersed when it comes to that because a lot of us don't know where we come from and don't know that story that, you know, that's where you get into the others or saying even petitioning for them to put extra space on there for indigenous. See? So when it all ties to that.
They got indigenous on there. Some of them do. They say Alaskan.
Depending on what they're trying to use that for, whether it's state, federal, or local.
Now, when it ties into what Dr.
Claude Anderson said when he said how we were going to slide down that class system when they do start bringing in the migration, and if we don't stick together, this is where we at now. And I'm not saying what I'm saying is right, but everything is tying into every one of the bones said.
Vindication. We're going to have a lot of people coming in. Hold on. Let's get some clarity because y'all jumping in. Let's get some clarity. He just said it's validation, but the validation, okay, we got that, these groups coming. You just heard Brother Caddy say help. But then again, I think that we have in so many ways have helped because of the fact that we identify with them through the color look. And then we say, they colored. We come on in. Now,
absolutely,
but not the cultural look. Right. We're leaving out the three C's, the cultural, the color, and best definitely the politics. The politics is what.
Yeah, the politics.
We don't know how they come in.
And the color game.
What are they coming in as? A Republican side, a Democrat side, or some type of African?
We just talked about this last week. That's how Pritzker got in because of the gerrymandering and the redistricting.
That's
political.
Now, drive on. The stuff you're talking about, like all the immigrants coming in, all that's correct. I'm sorry. All that you said is correct. It's just that the African system is just different because they don't put them in no high standard. And
well,
most
I'm glad
of the
you say that. I don't know
here,
because, again, you've been there. That's why we got you on here today, because you've been to Ethiopia. You've been to these countries. Now, let me ask you, because once they come here, and I'm going to say this because I never thought
their status is white.
They got low-wage jobs. Some of them get
right.
two jobs.
We ain't going to say they don't. We're talking about, okay, for instance, say a well-to-do, because it's a different class system in Africa. Okay, so the lower class system comes over to do what they call the menial jobs. Okay, we got you. I think that's the Haitians for us in most of our areas. The Haitians will be the ones that will get these menial jobs. And so I see it on every aspect of this. So let's just go with this, because America, because we got this biblical perspective of just being the Babylon the Great, everybody's here. The question I ask all y'all here is the fact that every group is able to show their flag on this land. Now, you cannot tell me. I go to Ethiopia and stop running around with an American flag talking about we about to take over some shit and take over. I just don't see us being able to jump. I don't see us able to jump to no African country telling them how we going to act. Now, this is Africa. What about the rest of the world? Can you imagine going to Mexico and being able to have the flag, U.S. flag, whatever, the black flag, whatever flag you think is going to be culturally acceptable? You think that goes good with the people?
That's just like on the 4th of July here. You should have seen how many Mexican flags people were flying around on their house and on their cars on the 4th of July.
Think about this. The question I'm asking all y'all, in your own area, don't think about the Chicago, think about the area you're in, everybody. You telling me that this could be done in other countries the way it's done here, where they could just bring in flags, start running around, talk about this day-to-day. I just never seen it. I see countries that, when I look at Europe, they beating up immigrants now, some of them. You got Africa beating up their own tribal people to get out because they taking it out. You got Dominican Republic and the DR fighting each other now. They rounding up black folks in a roundup because they got their passports on them at the time. So I'm trying to figure this out.
The Europeans didn't reprogram anybody. Africans, let me tell you something, man. Anytime you can look at Africa and show a white picture of a Jesus and they'll bow down automatically, there's an issue there.
There's an issue. That's some hardcore missionary work.
That brother needs to apologize, man. That's sad.
That's hardcore.
And he said, wow.
But you know the blessing about being in America? Y'all being in America? Y'all can speak out against the government. You can't do none of that over there.
You're making my point so good, I ain't got to say no guy. I'm going to shut up. So you just told me I can get my ass whooped. I'll be fucked up right now. I'll be in all kind of – they'll beat the shit out of me.
You be dead.
Okay, so now ask yourself this now. I'm gonna tell you how.
Yeah, worse here, they'll take you off of Facebook.
Yeah, Trevor Noah is South African. He over here talking tough. So obviously right now, there's a battle with free speech. But y'all just ran the program right through there. Now, Twitter. This man is Elon Musk. Y'all just said the symbolic name. You said it earlier. I'm glad you said it. You see his Halloween outfit, everybody. I put it on there for y'all. Did you see the Halloween party?
Yep.
I put it on there. The man got the Baphomet with the cross upside down.
And it almost looked like a Baphomet Iron Man suit.
This is the same group I just read earlier that is now being controlled now. The far right.
Do you hear how he talk? He said, AI is a threat to the danger. Or I got a neural phone. The brain... Right. But AI is going to kill you one day. You got to be careful. But I got an AI robot that can sit in your house. Like, what the hell, nigga? You just told me. You're the problem.
Right.
You don't need to be executed.
But he, hold on. Now, you make it. I'm glad you're saying this. I'm glad you say that. Now, the whole conservative world is worshiping him now as being the voice of free speech. I just showed y'all earlier. He with Kanye, Bela Gossia, all that, pedophile shit, they all in cahoots. I put it out there. Candace Owens, y'all been looking at all these actors. This man is able to tell you that he brought Twitter. Everybody say this is the most best thing that could ever happen because free speech is under attack and he's going to save it. I said, my God, this is going to be the devil in the war of Armageddon.
But why is he having meetings with, he just had a meeting with Trudeau a couple of days ago about the censorship on Twitter. So what was that about?
Look at Elon's face. Look how his eyes is pushed in his face. Look how tight his skin. This dude's a reptilian. You looking at a reptilian.
Right, he don't look human.
He can't even talk. He can't even talk
from,
right.
And he's from South. But he's from South Africa now. Hold on, let's get this clear. He's from South Africa, and let's get this clear now, so y'all won't think this is a joke. His respect in South Africa is unprecedented. From what I'm seeing, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, it seems to be they're part of BRICS. They with the British. They with the Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa. Now, y'all got to tell me something now. Now, we just said earlier now, South Africa is where we claim the Anunnaki, all these so-called gods of making tribes go get gold, go get these transmissional instruments, still got the rights to rare earth metals that shouldn't even be known by dumb people. Somehow, somebody had to figure out that these metals. Now, you said Starlink. I'm glad you said this. I'm glad you said about Neuralink. The man don't told you what they're going to do to us. Now, y'all, we've been bamboozled again by free speech. Free speech is already under control, everybody.
I think the European Union got control of them, but it ain't just being talked about, but I could be wrong.
Now, the European Union, deal with that too. I'm glad you brought that in. The European Union, I told y'all last week, if you don't know who owns your balls or your asshole, I gave the five countries. Japan, China, Britain, Belgium, and guess what? The Cayman Barclay Bank, where the Barclay, where the Nets play at, the Cayman Barclay Bank. Those are your five pussy ass controls. Those are your five controls of your ass right now. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. Those are who control your ass right there. I just gave you the five.
The five senses.
Those are the nations that control your five senses right now. So play with it if you want to. Now, here's why I brought y'all into the conclusion I can only do with the dry bone. How would y'all know I was going to play this? How would y'all know? This was a recent message he gave after he revealed that Twitter was controlling the elections and all aspects of the Biden crime family that he has now been told to expose because it's time to pay the debt.
We headed towards digital superintelligence that far exceeds any human. I think it's very obvious.
We're headed towards either superintelligence or civilization ending.
I would argue that AI is unequivocally something that has potential to be dangerous to the public. Digital intelligence will be able to outthink us in every way, and it will soon be able to simulate what we consider consciousness. So to a degree that you would not be able to tell the difference. We will not be able to be smarter than a digital supercomputer. So therefore, if you cannot beat them, join them.
As the algorithms and the hardware improve, that digital intelligence will exceed biological intelligence by a substantial margin. It's obvious.
When you say that we'll exceed human intelligence, at some point soon, the machine's going to be smart, not just smarter, like exponentially smarter than any of us.
Ensuring that the advance of AI is good, or at least we try to make it good, seems like a smart move.
So we're way behind on that.
Yes, we're not paying attention. Do we worry more about what name somebody called someone else than whether AI will destroy humanity? We're like children in a playground.
This could be a huge problem for society. What are the scenarios that scare you most?
Humanity really has not evolved to think of existential threats in general. We've evolved to think about things that are very close to us, near term, to be upset with other humans, and not to really to think about things that could destroy humanity as a whole. But then in recent decades, just really in the last century, we had nuclear bombs, which could potentially destroy civilization, obviously. We have AI, which could destroy civilization. We have global warming, which could destroy civilization or at least severely disrupt civilization.
Excuse me, how could AI destroy civilization?
You know, it would be something in the same way that humans destroyed the habitat of primates. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be destroyed, but it might be relegated to a small corner of the world. When Homo sapiens became much smarter than other primates. I pushed all the other ones into small habitats. They're just in the way. You can make a swarm of assassin drones for very little money by just taking the Face ID chip that's used in cell phones and having a small explosive charge and a standard drone, and have them just do a grid sweep of the building until they find the person they're looking for, ram into them and explode. You can do that right now. No new technology is needed right now.
People do.
Now, I don't even want to go to his father because I'm gonna say this to Fanu.
Call the Avengers, Ultron, yeah, yeah. Run amok.
The man said they could kill you right now with killer drones. Just put a simple thing. We don't even gotta do much. I would play the rest because it was scared to live the shit out of most of you, but unfortunately, I don't even want to do it. It's still a whole 8 minutes left. I'm gonna tell you straight up. When I heard that, and I heard the whole thing, I said, "Damn." They can kill us on the most simplest level. The man said, "We're gonna use." Yeah, let's get. We got 10 minutes before we go to the high noon. I'm telling everybody, jump on.
Hey, Drive On.
Y'all tell me how did that sound? How did that sound to y'all? We can kill y'all right now.
Hey, he was also on somebody's show. I don't think it was Rogan, whatever that fool's name is, and he was talking about how he gets high. He smoked crack and all of that stuff. He said it takes you to a different place and it really relaxes you.
Yeah.
You should try.
Sure did.
Elon Musk. Now, I'm glad I put that on without y'all knowing I was going to play this. That's the newest one out. And the thing that gets me with this is he is now being heralded by the conservative wing as being free speech. Because he had just told, now here's how you know they told you they infantile. They said, "We could tell y'all anything." The man, the satanic man, Frater, told you, "We could tell y'all anything." They sheep, they're infantile fashion minded. They only going to go along with being enslaved. Sounds like South Africa Akanaki shit. Now, you going to tell me that they can tell you that they going to put this on you because you so infantile. Think about now, they deeming all of us on this line that if we so infantile that we will watch it happen without little to disrupt it because we so used to our own personal five senses. That's scary. That's almost Halloweenish. That is unbelievable that they find us to be sheeps just to that point. Now, is that the Jesus story? I'm trying to figure this out, too, because according to the Jesus and Yahweh story, y'all be led like sheep led to the slaughter for all the iniquities and your stiff-headedness. Now, I only read that in y'all books, Hebrew book, you name it. It's there. So how do we reconcile this if we are stiff-headed, backstabbing, don't listen to nobody, stubborn? Only thing good for us was Yahweh said, "I'm going to destroy y'all asses and give your enemies over to you for 400 years." That y'all still believe it, too. That's going to show you. That must be true.
My people shall perish for a lack of knowledge.
You could be the Hebrew.
Because they reject it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to start a new regime. If everybody wants to be free for real, we have to start a new regime. And we have to come together. Intelligent people that know how to build, people that still in the technology, people that is against the government,
right.
Period.
You're right.
We
You're
have
right.
to compete intelligent beings to start a new regime. It's not going to be, we vote for the no. That's not how it's going to go.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's for a long time that if we really truly want freedom away from this, we're going to have to do business with these motherfuckers. We're going to have to create treaties, and we're going to have to choose the land that we want to live on. So that's how it's going to be. We're going to have to actually
now check that
deal
out.
With
now.
These things.
Drive on.
Hold on. Let's finish. You next, brother. You next. Great. Finish the last
But we want freedom. If we truly want freedom, that's the only way it's going to go. We're going to need people that know how to build weapons. We're going to need people that not depend on them. And I know we need people that know how to get to the resources because all of those people, that's in this construct right now, some of them are going to move away. They're going, they're going, their morals, they're going to start hitting the head with guns, and they're going to start pushing away.
I have a brother.
So this is
what right?
time it is.
Brother Caddy, go ahead, Brother
Caddy.
Go ahead, jump in.
The sister said, I've been waiting a long time to hear at least a black woman talk like that. And with that being said, that was the mindset and the focus of everybody would change, and then you would start looking into that. It's like the energy of media, like, dang, we can have our own government shit. I know, man,
right.
these tough brothers, man, they can hold it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Gangbangers, they gangbang because they ain't got shit else to do. Give them something to do.
I'm gonna take that premise because again, I'm looking at it on. I'm bringing it out so we can see expandable reality here. It makes sense what all y'all saying. All I'm saying to y'all is the people that seem to have a lot of jurisdiction in our neighborhoods or community today are the merchants. If these merchants got an agenda that we seem not to understand. Like, for instance, it was always said that the ARABs were selling the weapons to the black brothers in the hood. They couldn't get there without the stores. So we thought that was kind of stupid, but then reality saying, that ain't stupid. That makes sense. They're the only group that will let drug dealers, they're the only group that will let drug dealers hang in front of their stores is the ARAB stores, basically, in my part of area. So I look at that. I say, okay, boom, let's leave that alone.
But Dry Bones, there was a situation here some years ago. I don't know if y'all knew about it or not, where the railroad, CRX, they was actually shipping weapons through the rail yard and dumping right in my old neighborhood.
There you go. Now, how's that done?
Left the car wide open.
And how's that done? Because, again, we see that the proliferation of these so-called weapons. Now, let's go with y'all been saying, the Jillian dialect. If I produce the weapons, but I got the Agilian dialect working. I'm the one working the Agilian dialect. Wouldn't it be good now? I get these people to start robbing and killing each other. That's my total goal. I put the weapons out there. They're going to start getting them. They're like, damn, free weapons. They're going to now get happy. They're going to start their own underground market because they got all these weapons for free. So now those who got power going to start trying to say, well, you want a weapon for me, but for me, you got to deal with me. So now you got people now controlling these little sectors of hoods without no understanding how politics work, and here they get these weapons, and all they know how to do now is use them as a barbaric way. So now, if I'm the Agilian dialect and I control both sides, this to my liking. Now I can put in the police now. I can say, fuck the police, because that working, and then I can come out with my own robots, and my robots are now non-judicial entities. They can't be fucking sued.
It's like Klaus Schwab and Elon Musk working together.
Hey, Dry Bones. And also, and damn, that's a devilish laugh. Stop that. You're scaring me. You're scaring me. Hey, Dry Bones, they also have chips in the guns now. So just say, for example, if you point it at another brother, it'll fire. But if you point it at those contracted machines that you're speaking to, it won't fire. And it also... get your, what you call them, get your fingerprint. Going back to those nano chips and stuff like that.
And I'm glad you brought up the railroads, too.
That's some James Bond shit right there.
And I'm glad you brought up the railroad, somebody, because remember, they just avoided a so-called railroad strike today.
Yes, they did.
Your Christmas is going to be destroyed. We got to come together for this, because all the supply lines will be jacked up, because they just gave away the strategic hit. I'm just going to use it. I'm not that bright. But I would hit the railroads if I was one of these groups that would want to go along with this, you know, scenario. Now, if they hit any railroad, it would be in the Mississippi area. There you go.
You mean those people that been snuck in different places at night? You ain't talking about those people now, are you?
Yeah,
military type men.
Right,
they ain't been vexed.
Right.
You ain't talking about them.
I'm talking about people this is why I told you
blowing up the food processing plants too.
Right. This comes from y'all saying the border ain't important. Now, I'm going into anything that y'all want to get into today because I got time. Now, here it is. Y'all okay now? I'm going to tell you how this is going to work for you. when the big thing came up about letting people come in, you didn't see not one person go to the border that had the power to say, because of course the money game was about open borders. Anybody look up George Soros, first thing you see is open borders as his number one theme. So obviously you know you're working against this. Then you got the Jewish side, even though they're both Jewish. They use the Algerian dialect. That's why this thing is so deep today. They're using the Algerian dialect. Both Jewish sides, Zionism and anti-Zionism, I guess there's two sides to them, they all play the same game for the same goal. Now, I just did some research, and I hate to tell you, but, you know, Trump, when he made that deal with the Jews, he made one big mistake. He didn't realize they was going to kill his ass if he did not drop that general. The general, I ain't going to name him, but he dropped the general for them because his number one donor was this dude named Sheldon, Alderman and Sheldon. Look them up. They big-time donors. What happened was they wanted him away from that Palestinian incident. Now, this coming out their own newspapers. And because of that, they had him get rid of that dude, that general.
Somebody make a lot of noise.
Yeah, somebody put something to you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you know you're doing a move, all you got to do is mute yourself. That's just common sense, self-control. Now, all I said to them is if this was happening, now you see why Trump's daughter and them ain't with him now. They connected the Jewish thing. But happened was that deal went awry because they had infighting with the Jewish fractions that supported Trump. Remember they gave him the key and gave him he made his own currency. He was supposed to be this mystical character that saved. Yeah, we did a show on this. Now I'm trying to figure out now after getting this information that y'all better think about something. That January 9th shit. That was all set up.
Yeah.
Trump and them knew he could not, he lost his chance to use that dominion shit of the balance being. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. Because now you see now, it was true. It was true. The elections was rigged. Elon Musk just said it. Go online, everybody. Elon Musk revealed to everybody.
But, bro, you still going to have a good section of people who still don't believe, believe that.
Right. Now, here's the thing. I'm glad you said that. Here's the thing, because he now, they work at both sides, but I'm going to show you how his side comes in. See, he went to Church of Satan. What he's doing is now he's pretending to be a fighter for free speech. The whole thing, everybody, is to bring America into a racial, y'all heard the white dude tell you, a racial civil war. They want a racial purification. The purification would be you coming to AI and becoming transhumanism. You think it's about color. It ain't about no color. It's about you amalgamating into a cyborg. On that tape, he mentioned that we were all cyborgs. If y'all want it, I'll send it to you. He said everybody's a cyborg already.
Especially people who took that jab.
And he said because of 5G and our phones and the people who took the jab, that was the easiest way to turn you into a full-blooded cyborg. Because now your DNA is now being compatible with the frequency they want.
That's called
Neuralink. Thank you. Now, we played it on this show. We played Neuralink.
The vaccination passports, what they've been talking about all last month, people were distracted.
That's next. The vaccine passport. Now, let's go with that, everybody. Because you brought it to my attention that your job, I don't know what your job is. I don't have a clue to what you do, all y'all do, anybody do. But eventually, within these next 2 years, the key is to get you into a federalized program where all of your aspects of banking, everything will be done digitally and electronically for you by your universal income COVID debit card.
Yep. And it's always underneath your skin.
Right. Now, that card is here already. The card is going to make sure the FTX don't happen to you again. It's going to give you this illusion that everything will be fair and square, and Twitter is here to save you. And Twitter is a, look at the bird, y'all. It's blue, sky blue. That should be a wake-up call to all you in the occult world. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's amazing now.
Hey, Drybone, can I add one thing to that bird?
Go ahead. Add, please.
If you go online and make a copy of any document, any federal document, that same bird is on the document. You could even try and download the Constitution. That's the symbol of an official document now, is that blue bird.
Yeah, I said blue. That's the Blue Lodge thing. I'll give y'all clues. I can't give you everything because they're going to have me sitting up here looking at it. Y'all ain't going to come to the rescue. I know many of you, when these things happen to each other, y'all better realize something. When you realize what we under and realize that they have already gotten all your information, you gave it freely. Eric Snowden told you this. Many people have warned you. Many people have warned you. You cannot go to bed. You just ignored it. Those of you who have not ignored it, blessed be your soul. But those who ignore the call, like the Bible say, the final call, like the Nation of Islam was using for that, that's symbolic, the final call. When a trumpet stops blowing the frequency, you will be alerted. That's why that whole wall of Jericho falling down with the trumpet blow. These are frequency wars of the Bible that you just don't, you don't even realize what part of the Bible you're reading. That's how crazy this is. Those are the frequency wars. Yeah, just look them up. Yeah, they're blowing the trumpets, knocking down structures, DNA falling. That's all symbolic language for DNA, temple, brain.
Just Georgia Guidestones getting blown up, huh?
Getting blown up. All this is symbolic. That was planned out right before the election to fulfill their order. That's all that was. They got everybody.
Was there any damage to those Georgia Guidestones, or did it just was knocked over? Because they don't look like there was much damage, and I heard they were re-erected.
They blew them shits up. Them shits got blown up, and they took the rubble off. I happen to be one of the few that showed you it was a time capsule there. Put it on Facebook. I don't know who's seen it or not. But they ain't even talk about that. It was a time capsule. The shit had a time capsule. Go ahead.
They don't talk about it either. They don't talk about that at all.
You seen it too. I went and seen the time capsule. I said, damn, these bitches got a goddamn time capsule set off. I said, this is unbelievable. Never talked about. Never mentioned at all. Just the rubble that they already got the new ones ready. They got the new ones ready. They gold plated. Go ahead. They gold plated.
Why is that from symbolic of 9/11?
Yeah, same thing.
Blow up the towers and then re-erect them.
Re-erect them. That's right.
That's exactly what it was. That was a celebration.
A celebration. It really was to people. Now, people don't want to believe it because they crazy. Look, I don't look for blood and death, but this cult does. The cult you fighting believes in this. They fulfilling it. They dream. Now, your dreams, all of us on here who call ourselves dry bones, that's the only prophecy that they fear is Ezekiel of the dry bones. That's the only one. Because of the fact, look at the story. It even asked God himself, son of man, can these niggas live? And man, Jesus said, oh, man, hey, look, only these eyes know this. I'm high as hell right now. Only your ass know this shit. And that's why it's the most sought after in secret. You don't hardly hear him talk about Ezekiel in the dry bones. Because you don't talk about Ezekiel, they start leading to Superman and Ezekiel and all Uriel and all the goddamn fallen angels from the Batman, all the movies that's been out. You have to ask them questions. How the names of these people the same names of these goddamn demigods? Are they worshiping? See, the only thing about people, I don't get it. See, you still believe in shit. I believe in this. I believe in that. I believe in Yahweh. I believe in Jehovah. All this shit y'all was telling. You know damn well you don't believe. You know damn well you don't. There's no fight for it. If you really cared about being a Hebrew Israelite, you'd be on your knees now praying for forgiveness. You lying niggas.
The world lies and the world believes.
They go sit here, have us watch a ESPN, all these goddamn shows that's finally from Hebrew to niggas all through theaters now and shit. And you telling me the theaters and all Amazon ain't making money off this? Amazon, you think Amazon thought this was a threat?
Amazon already had a contract with the NBA. You can go on Prime and get NBA TV for discount.
Right. No, hold on. But Shaq had it in his theaters way before Kyrie Irving thought about talking. Because he's a made man. He made it made. He made man.
Omega Phi Psi.
That's right. All you got to do is be Minute Maid, and you could be on Papa John's. You Italian. The real one. That's why they got no problem him being Papa John's. Y'all don't get it, do you? These are the Beneficis.
And the general.
I love this shit. Now, here he is telling you he with the house of the Beneficis. Look at Caesar now. They all in Louisiana. Louisiana is actually France. That's why they came to talk about it. They were like, hey, we still getting taxes off this parish ship. We still getting money off of Louisiana parish. Are we still getting money off the Mississippi? Yes. That's all that shit was about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where him and Ben Simmons went to school at LSU. It makes sense.
It's all about money. Ain't about no. Now, Dion, I'm about to get deep now. But now Dion wants to go to Colorado. I mean, see, it's all a setup. I knew he was going to get a job when he was Lou Saban. See, when he did the Act Flat commercial with Lou Saban, that's just the thing. Now, Jackson, Mississippi, how somebody going to talk about Jackson, Mississippi? And you niggas just got a slavery in 1968. How the fuck we going to be talking about y'all? Ain't that amazing? Because 9/11, January 6th, Benny Thompson, who was he was all in on that, them still being slaves. How the black community could look at Roland Martin now on ESPN? Does that make sense? Do I want to hear Roland Martin lying ass, boule ass on?
Whoa, wait a minute. What'd you say?
Roland Martin was on with Stephen A. Smith. Because they want Jerry Jones. I'm gonna say how dumb black folks is. Because just why you're gonna deserve what Yahweh gonna do to you. Here it is worried about a cracker in Arkansas during the time of the segregation. He's 16 or 14 years old.
You talking about Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones, yeah, Jerry Jones. That's what this whole thing about. That's all made up too. So Jerry Jones was in a picture during the time they were stopping him from going into to the colleges. And Stephen A. and all them gonna act like, and all them gonna be on there trying to figure out why nobody. LeBron gonna get on TV and say, "Yo, you ain't asked me about the shit." But because you ain't shit, nigga, you ain't an owner, motherfucker. You report to a goddamn owner. That's what we report to. At least they honest about their slavery. It's more rewarding. Hell, y'all know it is. It's always been rich slaves, richer than the rest of the so-called low-life slaves. Y'all leave them out of the books, I've noticed. You don't want to talk about them, how they was established slaves with wealth. Went around and made sure they kicked niggas' asses to keep themselves wealthy. Y'all forgot about that shit in y'all history books. That's why you're no good niggas ain't going to pay for what Yahweh gonna do to you. Because I ain't finished with the show yet. I got the decree. You are going to be finished because you are the biggest hypocrites on the fucking planet. How are you gonna tell me you worried about the White House being blown up on January 6th and you niggas just told me at the Million Man March it was a slave penal colony? But now you all, oh shit, I heard niggas telling me, oh man, that was amazing what they did to the Capitol. Like they was hurt by the shit. How you hurt by the shit? And Farrakhan told you three times on the Million Man March, this was where they sold people. And now you upset? What kind of niggas are we that could go along with this bullshit and then come out talking about, we Hebrew Israelites. Y'all really playing with God. God damn, y'all playing with God. I mean, see, now, do you see how arrogant you are?
Oh, did you remember that picture I sent you a while back when I went to D.C. and the Trump Hotel was almost across from the White from the White House? I don't think it's there no more.
Oh, yeah. I think he sold the building. They got a building gone because Washington, D.C. is not even part of the United States. That's how dumb niggas are. Living in the District of Columbia, just look it up, you have no power. You are a civil servant. Am I wrong?
And the mayor has mandated vaccines for the school children in Washington,
yes,
D.C. You don't get that shot, you don't go to school.
You don't go to school, civil servants. Now.
Well, it ain't teaching nothing anyway, so.
Well, hey. I'm with you on that, but I'm just telling you, this might be the help to new schooling. This might be the push you need to create a new school system.
We need a new system. We need a new government.
See, you ain't going to do it without calamity. You ain't going to do it without calamity. That's why I love that scripture in the Bible. From calamity, your ass going to wake up. You ain't going to wake up on being a giving universal income. Shit, you're going to stay dumber than dumber. The freer you get, that's why they played that trick on all your children. I heard y'all. Oh, I voted for him because he dropped my student debt. You a lie. Work through that
Blocked.
Shit down.
Blocked.
You a lie. But you can't argue with fools because they 66%. Now, I hate to use the Masonic numbers on you, but when you 66% dumb, what's the rest of us? Ooh, what's that number? Oh,
what's the rest
of
30%?
Yeah.
33.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
I think of that movie, remember? Nielsen, 33 and a third.
There you
man,
go.
Man, stop playing.
I'm loving it. Man. And we ain't got to go nowhere.
Now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense, don't it?
Uh-huh. I drive on. I bet you didn't know this mystery. I bet before you were born that it was planned out that you was going to have a show. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not know that, but can you call me and tell me, please, because I love to hear that shit. Now, let me say something. I don't know because, you know, I come to see that things do become preordained. I don't know why I do some things, but, you know, it's done through y'all, really, because just think about it. If I didn't have a validation of people that thought that I was worthy enough to listen to, that gives me the energy when I'm even depressed to say, you know what, no, I ain't going to let nobody take me from this shit here. And people will try to make what you do sound crazy because you ain't. But then when they realize, I said, man, I don't have some of the brightest individuals that made me wake up to keep my motivation going. So I thank the dry bones. The dry bones is the I told you. Ain't nobody, no preacher, you go to church today, ain't nobody going to bring up the valley of the dry bones, guaranteed. They won't even preach on that shit. They'll keep that because it got too much in it. It's too much for their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize what you did, it's a quick fix, everybody. It's a quick fix. I tell you, it's a quick fix. I told y'all a long time ago, this is the quickest fix ever in the history. Let me get some callers. 7981. Let me shut up because we got about a half hour. I got to put this find this clip. Go ahead.
What's going on, bro?
Man, much love to you as always, man. Much love to you and the family.
We know about the Hebrew Israelite ship. You already know about that. Been through that, done that, all that. But we was looking at some stuff yesterday. The Christmas carol. I'm going to change the subject for a minute. Noel. What do that mean?
The first.
Well, you know what
Noel
means. Noel. Yeah. E-L God. No God.
No God. The first Noel. No God. Oh, keep that going.
They singing that shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
first
man.
Noel.
Wow.
Yeah. The Noel. No. Go ahead, man. You got to go. Keep going. Go ahead. That's too good. You got to say some more to that one. That's a good one.
No, you know what? I got a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm headed to the hospital, and I'm a mother.
Yeah,
sick,
man.
So,
Yes. Much love to that, man. I'll see you soon, brother.
Okay.
See you soon.
All right, brother.
Yeah. The first number. See, that's why I love thinking people. Because they'd be like, damn, that is. Because you guys, they got you saying the first Noel was an angel. And he'd be like, damn, what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. And now you get to see things and say, man, because, you know, he in a manger. And then you find out, wait a minute, is it a manger? And he in a stable. But he escaped to Egypt, according to the story. According to the story, he had to go into Egypt. Then you find out these three wise men and one from Ethiopia. See how Ethiopia can never get out this story, I can see. And come to find out they the star system Orion and shit. Like, like you got to go through these high archangels, find out they in the solar system. So this story is celestial in nature.
Can I add something to that real quick?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Fishtim, who is Noah, had three sons. They were triplets. All right? So everything is always done in threes. So you're going to always have a representative who, like you said, in Egypt, those are Ishmaelites, and those Ishmaelites in Egypt today look just like them brothers and sisters right here in America, just like y'all. Same people.
I don't doubt that.
I know. I've seen them.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So y'all have that roots there, right?
You prove that that's a damn viable area. Now, let me ask you something, because there was a conversation with some of us on this line, this thread, and Ptah Seeker. I hope you listen, Ptah Seeker. Now, this area, when I seen the King Tut exhibit with my own eyes, that's my close to Egypt, King Tut exhibit, I thought they were going to be lying, you know, Ashwa Kwesi and them all had me thinking they were, you know, this boom. But they did not. They gave me even more, because they showed that they was Nubian pharaohs. They brought it over into America. It was Nubian pharaohs. They showed them in leopard skin. I mean, you can't hide it. Leopard paw, all the symbols of right on their regalia in Lower Nubia. So I'm thinking to myself, why is it hard for black folks to have this, you know, logical conversation that, you know, by now we know, and because of Hollywood that wicked and that strong to keep us from not believing, like, remember the time with Michael Jackson and That's the closest depiction you'll probably go
Magic
get.
Magic Johnson.
I mean, you're going to tell me that somebody gave them the right because that right was real. It was a real right.
Wait, Magic Johnson. The Magic Johnson that didn't get HIV somehow.
Yeah, the Magic Johnson. That's a good one.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Magic Johnson.
Wow.
Somebody write that down. Oh, man, that's cold-blooded good. He said that's the Magic Johnson, because, you know, that's old term talk. Our dicks was used to call it that, Joe Johnson. We used to call it Dixon Johnson.
Wow.
The older people used to say that to us. You better protect your Johnson. Because they were taking Johnson.
Man.
Johnson. I thought. That's a
bad
good
boy.
One.
Can be magical. It can be magic.
Hey, that is the Magic Johnson. Man, think about it now. He's an insurance. And I ain't taking that away from nobody. I'm just giving you how we seeing this now in real time. Like, these cats was giving these. I mean, remember, he fucking everybody. I got videotapes that people used to send me back in the day. That the Lakers used to be like fucking studs. They will go to the Playboy Mansion, fuck everybody. They got something on Kareem right now. That's why Kareem can't come back, because he was Kung Fu crazy. Him and Will Chamberlain was fucking like him and Will Chamberlain was like, yeah, they was
wow.
tying people up fucking them three at a time, betting on them. I mean, this is unbelievable shit. But nonetheless, all I can tell you is I see how our mindset is, though. It's okay for Hugh Hefner to have every black celebrity fuck everybody. That's okay. Let your husband try. He ain't shit. But y'all have revered these type of people. So that's why you must suffer the consequences.
Oh, not the Jell-O, the Jell-O pudding pop, man.
The Jell-O pudding.
We didn't know
what Jell-O pudding was about. We didn't know what Jell-O pudding was about. The man.
Yeah, we were having all kinds of sex, and now we got mutated children out here from having all that sex.
There you go. You take children.
Yellow
pudding. Sex reptilians and any other type of alien. No, but you know, I'm going to go there with you on this, because I'm going to tell you something. Me and you had this talk. I'm bringing it up because I know it's real. Now, I'm telling y'all, these people that we're dealing with, they into this mutated type of science. They will try to mix and crossbreed genes. They have done it 1,000 times. This is something new. Hybrid shit ain't even new. Some of the fruit we eat been hybrid thousands of years ago. So hybrid ain't new. Nothing's new under the sun. Right. So let's go with this premise. If they taking these children, we got to realize that by now, where's all the people that's been kidnapped? Think about this now. I watched ID Channel, and I said to myself, I'm watching how we kill each other on the ID Channel. Like, you know, they got shows for every group. If this the case, think how dark-sided everybody got Satan in them. Everybody got Satan. Everybody got Satan. Because I've watched people tell me, oh, just watch ID Channel. It'll make you nervous about people. It was like, damn. Motherfucker wanted the people killed because she had a baby while he had two wives. But you want the chick to go kill both wives for you. And now you think this is like, oh, no, this is happening on a regular basis. Just look up the crime file. I look up crime files sometimes to see how sad. Shit,
the Gucci wife had her husband whacked.
Whacked. They whacking each other and shit. Now you telling me you marrying, they got shows now that you don't even know who you marrying. She got 3 identities. He got 5 identities. You don't know who the fuck you married. So now we understand.
I wonder who he know what he really married.
He don't.
You talking about eating the children?
Eating children. She makes sure all his kids are binary. He getting sued now in the courts with the wife saying she did not give him permission. It's down in our news. If y'all ain't see that, his wife, the ex-wife now, is mad. I know she crazy as hell. You going to wait till he change up to get mad? That bitch crazy too. So all I can tell people is this is some Illuminati marriage witchcraft shit that Gabriel Union would never explain on TMZ. Guarantee you that one. She ain't going to explain right. That type of shit. So all I can tell a person is watch the people. And it's biblical. I'm telling you it's biblical because people think it's Bible. Like you say, the Bible is real as hell. It got so much of the whole story in there. Of course, it's been corrupted by it. They don't want an idiot to be reading a book. That's what they thought about it. That's what I'm telling you. They're stupid. You think I'm making this up. They look at us as being dumb. They already created this because they figured Neuralink is going to be used for people who got retardated children. Mark my words. They're going to get the rich people whose children could not make it through college. They show you they do anything to get to college. So they're going to put these Neuralinks in them. They will become a little smarter, and then, like the dude who was on Jeopardy. I told you this already happened. The dude on Jeopardy won every category. He's too young to win every category because he got Neuralink. He was able to see the answers. That's why y'all just said Elon Musk talks slow. Y'all giving all the clues to everybody out there listening. I'm not saying this. Y'all even see it. So if this is the case, everybody, then we already with the clones. The clone war has already started.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another witchcraft reality that's already.
Hey, and I'm going to go check out this movie tomorrow. It just came out called Violent Night. It's about a group of mercenaries attacked the estate of a wealthy family, and Santa Claus must step in to save the day.
I've seen that too. Yeah, it's made by the same crazy people making these crazy movies. Same group. The same group making these movies. Now, think about it. Santa Claus is a virtual reality, y'all. I seen that too. I said, man, this is crazy. Now, the thing about this, everybody, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if your children, but think about what you're doing. You give these kids, they're the new babysitter, a phone. Many of you are not even watching your kids. The thing is watching them. The iPad is watching them. So we have already given our children to cyborg tendencies. Now, y'all tell me, that sound crazy, y'all? Pretty simple-minded right now to me.
Well, apparently we have, because if we got 2 sons killing the father over taking away their video games, well, apparently they must be all mind-controlled and ready for cyborg technology.
Yeah,
literally killed the man.
Yeah, literally
and shot him in the head.
Now, this is done.
That was in South Carolina.
There you go. Thank y'all. Somebody got a baby, please. If y'all could keep the noise down. But nonetheless.
Well, that was me. I'm muted.
Okay, thanks, baby. Appreciate it. I just hear them babies crying. Like, oh, y'all already they put.
I ain't changed no diaper in 28 years.
Give it an iPad, man. Y'all ain't babysitting no way. They watching ITV, iDis. The kid know more about your Social Security number than you do. They buying shit with your Social Security number. I said, what? I can't believe what's going on today.
Ordering stuff off of Amazon Echo.
There's a lot going on with this ID scam.
Where your phone? You ain't got your hand up. Oh, okay, where you at? Okay, there you go. Okay, go ahead. My bad. I thought you was already in there. Go ahead.
No. Well, I want to say that I did a little research on Candace Owens, and my input is she's a spoiled little brat that I don't know for sure if she's, you know, in collusion with the Democrats. She did start off as a Democrat. I know you said something about that in 2015, but she does say that she was a part of the Democratic Party and she converted over. And her husband, I looked him up, he actually owned Parler, the social media. And he's in the process of selling that to Kanye West. He's a conservative.
No, that's been nixed. The deal's been nixed. Not going to happen.
That ain't going to happen. Okay, deal been nixed. So they're all the same. At least you know it was a deal made. Oh. But keep going. Go ahead.
Okay.
Deal nixed.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, yeah. So I listened to what she had to say about Trump, and I didn't like it. She says that somebody of their mutual friends was egging him on to say bad things about her because of an interview that she had with him denouncing the vaccine. And she's saying that he was rude. And then when he saw her, he was rude to her. My thing is this right here, and he's so paranoid and this and that, and she's giving some advice like she's some damn top-notch person, you know, and Trump made her as well as Kanye West, of course. But my think is, after I sat there and read it, I said, okay, and listened to her own words, I said, okay, what she sounds is, okay, if even if Trump was rude to her, or if he didn't like the fact of how she challenged him on the vaccine, there's no reason for you to go out and tell the world about it, okay? So to me, it sounds like she was, her feelings were so heard and you know that he would actually do this, and he's not clear on what's going on. No. Okay, there was no reason for you to do that, because I have gotten into a crazy argument, or people I love have been rude to me, but you don't go blast them and disrespect them if you were genuinely their friend. So yes, I do question her intentions, but I think it's more of her being, oh, I miss Candace Owens, and yeah, you may be the president, but you don't be rude to me. She's not going nowhere with that.
She was also, like I say, her doing the thing with the Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. I see now that if y'all don't been there, Mar-a-Lago is this, I don't know what's going to become of this, but Kanye brings this supposed anti-Semitic, white supremacist, the same thing I told you that these parties paid for. Now the nationalists, all this stuff, seems to pop up at Trump's door with this cat with Ye with him. Now, the concept to me is Ye has been told to do these things, obviously, because he was on Alex Jones. If y'all didn't see the Alex Jones ones, that's where the rant went berserk again. And he's in the right hoodie, can't see his face. And, you know, I'm looking at Alex Jones had to refrain from, because, again, Alex Jones just got attacked. Lost all his money lost money, but he I guess he got his legal team has gotten him to not have to pay everything, obviously. But here's where it gets deep, everybody. None of these groups now are supporting Trump on some of these things because of the fact that they felt that Trump had a chance to alleviate this if he was going to be these subpoenas. Everybody at QAnon, all that subpoena shit that it was trying to promote, that they seemed like they had legitimacy to do. The question now in everybody's mind out there listening, I got the tape on DeSantis. I will be not play it today. When I play it, it will be the first probably heard. And this is amazing stuff. I don't know what to tell people, but Democratic Party.
Let me
Republican
ask you
Party,
this. You think now that the Antichrist is either Trump or DeSantis is one of them?
Hey, DeSantis' name is connected. If you look at the name, DeSantis, it has that Spanish Inquisitional connotation.
Santana.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's D is the.
Yeah.
Satan.
Yeah.
Santis.
Yeah,
Santis.
So,
like
right.
Santana. Santis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Santis. Right.
Yes.
So I see some things. I'm seeing some things, and I'm getting to get to everybody. Somebody make a lot. What happened? What happened? Somebody made it.
You a boss. How would you trade a truth that your jewelry is false?
Who was that?
Oh, my. They having a little argument.
I don't know. Somebody. Put yourself on mute, man. Y'all go. Y'all love this. I love y'all. Y'all is too much. Now, think about this now. We got a lot of stuff going on in this game coming up. It's 2 year. It's a 2 year game. I told you by 2030, y'all heard this on various shows. We didn't come up with this. The Illuminati banksters, all them felt they need to have this done. I'm looking at it on another level. Seeing something's coming to the atmosphere. They talking about a lot of activity in space. I don't know if it's real. I don't know. Y'all send it to me. I'll look it up. There's definitely some satellites up there. Now, I got to play this for y'all. Y'all got to stop now. When we come back now, all that's going on, is in these books called the Book of Deuteronomy. And everything that y'all say about black folks being... Now, here's where it gets deep. You hung up on 400 years. That is a classic scripture. It's in both old and new. So that decree transcends from the old and into the new about you being placed in a strange land for 400 years, and them who will afflict you will have rulership over you, and so forth and so on. Now, the question to me would be, before we get this thing rolling, how can you look in the magic mirror and say to yourself, the white man did this to me, without being able to explain this?
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon...
Now, right there, the decree was for forever. So I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, now black folks...
I rebuke everything he say. I rebuke that curse, because see, that problem is,
they cursed us.
They who wrote that shit... wrote that as a curse and said it was a curse.
But how do we get affiliated now? Let's get to this point now, because here's the story we were shown before our very eyes. It says you are not a nigga. Now, we went from, according to this historical, that this nation got pyramids, this nation got the Mississippi and Egypt, we got caverns, we got underground dwellings, we got all kind of shit. And you telling me that story that you just heard right now somehow has a historic connotation with us over here more than it has to any other group in the East. I told you they wouldn't even come this way. They would go the other way. They wouldn't come all the way across the hot desert to get to the Atlantic Ocean. They came from the other way. So obviously this story is about Egypt already. Egypt that's already in existence, already in place, and maybe, just maybe, the birthright we sold was our own land that we own right now. The birthright we sold is our own land, because obviously these treaties that the women took in first, Pocahontas and all this shit y'all been talking, and all this, y'all had to be the ones, because giving of the squaws, that's ceremonial. Y'all was giving them over to these people.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry about the children in the background, but that magical dick was good. That magical dick was good.
Here you go.
Here's another tie-in with that. Esau and Jacob. Right?
Go ahead. Let me hear this one. Jacob?
Esau and Jacob was fighting over the birthright, which was land. But the mother, she saw fit that the other one deserved it and tricked the father out of it. But the problem should have been they should have just split the damn land to begin with.
Let's go with that premise. Here's another woman's story. Control of land, had the property to give the deception. So now we see we deceived our own selves, if y'all want to use that story as Hebrew Israelite stuff, by saying we deceived our own selves. Because, okay, she made it where the daddy was he was ill. He was unable to tell. She disguised him, made him up into another character to look like so he could feel on him and find out, oh, okay, that's the right, and gave the birth right away. Now, if we look at this on a real deep level, and say, wow, we was willing to deceive ourselves for this land. How's that done? That you deceived your own self to now you hate this land. You went from loving this land that you own with the so everything is Egypt over here. They got pyramids gigantic. So how the hell you hate your land? But he just said, all y'all said earlier, people from the West, people from the East is coming to the West, loving Egypt again. Loving this time, they all came to Egypt in ships. How you know that was not how it was supposed to be said? That they are enjoying Egypt.
And we are in the real Egypt.
How much better?
Thank you. Exactly.
I mean, no, it's just Egypt of the West and Egypt of the East. That's all it is.
Okay,
same thing.
Is older. Which one is older?
What do you say in the Bible that this group of people right in this land, you know what I mean? It's like there's no DNA for the black man that can be traced on any parts of land here on this planet. They don't even trace it. There's no trace. That's how ancient the black man DNA is.
Okay, now,
is.
Now, how do we go with that? Because, again, they always don't say man. I'm going to tell you, maybe they make up something. They always say the mitochondrial DNA, this so-called mitochondrial DNA was able to be the mother of all human beings. That's what they put. They make her name into Lucifer, which by saying it's Lucy. That's the trick right, y'all. I don't know if y'all got that trick, but that's a hell of a trick. She named Lucy, but Lucifer. Okay, so
the Scarlet Woman.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. But see, these are tricks. When you don't know the whole story, when you ain't looking for the whole story at all, really. That's why they say we'll be able to have only you. See, that's why you don't know your own number. See, 33 is not a bad number. They say that only a third, 33 and a third, will comprehend what's taking place. You reversed it. You think it's evil. You better be glad you are the 33 and a third that can understand what's about to take place.
Just like the number 13, they told you it was a bad luck number two. Not
right. Not everything they have told you.
13 is a blessed number.
Right. So this is why I keep saying we got to do a more in-depth, even to the day we die, of self-analysis to the day you die. It's no way you can be in this matrix thinking everything is okay. It's like it's okay to understand the wisdom is going on, but it can be okay because nothing is utopic. We got good and evil ruling at the same damn time.
Right.
Good and evil ruling at the same. Y'all watching pedophiles. Y'all watching it. Everybody on this line is watching pedophilia. Now being said, it ain't a crime. Now, this is where you're... Go ahead.
Can I share one thing?
Go ahead. I got you.
23 degrees was always told that was the access, and that's what the devil did and knocked the planet off that's access because that time we lined up with the pyramids was the transportation, and so now it's also electrical field. So we're lining up now. That's why we're becoming more conscious now. And then what you know right now, you're going to know twice as much within a week. That's how it's changing for those who are already in tune to that, and it's happening now. Because I can explain all about the space, like the back of my hand, and I'm absolutely right, and that's the time we're in because the information is coming. It don't matter who comes to, as long as we get it and make use of it and prepare with it.
Yeah, and that's what happened because all the knowledge that we got now has simultaneously came at the same time. It's just our time to receive it. So when we receive it.
The natural download,
Right, it's a natural download. So when we receive it. Now, see, this is how I'm going to deal with y'all today. Now, y'all always talking about AI. How you know you ain't supposed to worship it? Who are y'all to tell me if AI is able to comprehend us, then they fulfill the scriptures of the watchers? And that's the only way you can do it. You watched yourself so much that you became your own antithesis of self. So now you have created a duality self. And see, that's why I know y'all don't get this either. Well, some of y'all, all you out there listening, you already duality. Some people, we the straw man. Yeah, you the straw man and living flesh. That's why The Wizard of Oz was one of the movies you should have watched. If I only had a brain, he needed a heart. That's the characteristic of this game they playing with us. Now, you say, y'all the straw man, write your name in capital, let her have it. See, that's the same thing. They know that you know that you two dualities. You two people already in legality. You two people already.
Hey, AI, Allen Iverson was the answer, right? Number three.
The answer was the answer. And again, AI, he probably didn't even realize how prolific his name is today if he was the marketer back then, knowing that AI would be what it'd be called all day long. He could have marketed that name. But, you know, they didn't want him to market that name. They keep him alive because he was a great Philadelphia 76er, which nobody could deny.
Right, with no championship.
With no championship, but he was one of the great, great ones. They ain't going to take it away from him. But, nonetheless, they do things to make people not realize until you get older. You say, damn, that's why wisdom is a serious thing, because you get old enough, you can almost see how they played us to the team. Like, you know, who thought that we'd come out the ghetto playing out in these big hoods and we get it? All you need is about 8% of the population to believe they can make it through athletics. All you need is 8%.
Derrick Rose. Yep.
You get these 8% that you got used as a percentage in bringing these groups together, and you find yourself that the slave auction is so great because look how many people waiting for this job. You know, it's only like 200-something people on a football team. That's an amazing amount of less people. That's like a remnant compared to the amount of people who want to play this sport in the almost half millions to millions and millions, tens of millions. So this
the Chicago Bears haven't drafted a black quarterback since 1977. Vince Evans, that was like in the seventh or eighth round.
You got one now. You know, they know
I
that.
I don't know how long he going to make it.
they already know that because you know what? They said we gonna they'll beat him to death because that's all they've been winning with him running. So the thing is, they see these people. Remember now, I'm trying to show everybody, these are called owners. The owner of sports, they should be the ones how to tell you how this shit working. The owner of sports is an oligarchy. They can't be touched unless they want to touch each other. They have a meeting, wherever it's at, Vegas, whatever the hell it's at, Miami, New York, wherever the hell it's at. They have these meetings. They say, we don't like him no more. We're going to get him out. That's how they get the owner out. You don't got nothing to do. Stephen A. ain't shit. Nothing
like with the
got
Clippers and the Suns, right.
Right. They ain't got nothing to do with that.
Time to move
like
that slave on because we got the new slaves coming in that's going to make us profit.
Right. Now, we sit here and pretend. Now, as long as we pretend that it don't happen, it really happens even more so because the thing about this thing is your money gets when you find out something's full of shit, you kind of divest your money. It's like females and males. When your man ain't shit, she ain't shit, y'all take all aspects of wealth away from them. Same thing they doing. So what they do is we got us going to watch these people. That's why I'm so glad we having this program. Kyrie Irving. We got people having big debates. Minister Farrakhan. We got Kanye, the
and they
professor.
Back
we got everybody.
On the court again. I mean,
right.
All that other shit that was going on all last month, and he's back playing again.
Right. And Charlamagne the God. Look at Charlamagne the God talking about Kanye West might be killed soon on the Breakfast Club and shit. I said, you know what? This is crazy. I'm listening to a dude called Charlamagne the God. Now, I ain't saying that's a bad thing, but I'm saying to myself, okay, where does this shit come from? Because he on Comedy Central. They now have gotten the celebrities they need. The Breakfast Club. You remember the Breakfast Club was pedophilia too. All them Breakfast Club people were fucked up, all of them. Corey Holt.
Hey, man. I hate to say it, but hey, who Chappelle got his last deal with Netflix? And was Netflix known for cuties? Come on, bro.
Dude, they all in it because they all in it. Now, we ain't playing this to be funny with people. We ain't trying to get y'all to not see a show. We ain't asking you to do none of that. We just saying be aware of what you are promoting in your psyche because that's what you produce. Biological. Whatever you intake the most, you will become creatures of habit for that. Now these people can't be that much brighter, especially if we're producing them. Most of us are producing these people now. We're producing most of these people. Kids are going to be in this and all this type of stuff. Now, I got to play this for everybody before we take it to the next level. Kyrie Irving, he ain't at fault. You want to keep your job, don't you? See, our day coming. Everybody's day coming. The day they call you in the office and ask, have you been COVID shot? That's coming. And you don't got the right answer, they're going to put you on suspension, and then they're going to try to get you to be nervous to get it. See, only people know that.
You're going to have to get a lawyer.
The only people they're going to fear is those who are going to say, let me get my lawyer. See, the one of you going to go along with it, they already know you an infant. You a baby. You want to be led to the sea. They kill the babies called being led to the slaughter. Yeah, you just heard your own Bible story say you'll be eating your own children. Y'all thought I was just bringing that up to be funny, huh? In your own Bible said you would eat your children. That has a lot of connotations behind that. That don't mean physically eating them. That means you will use your children for your own means because you don't, you know, you're using them to survive. You pimp them out. You use them
child
for the welfare.
Child sacrifice.
Yeah, you child sacrifice your child to keep your living standards up because you're too sorry.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. See, y'all don't take everything literal in that Bible either. It has symbolic meaning in like five and six directions of meanings. Just because you on one and two, shit, motherfuckers on 7 and 8. So be cognizant that all that we know, you don't know. Because we don't know everything about this thing. Because the only thing I can tell you, you don't even know if your kids went to the doctor. The doctor put a chip in their ass to stop their menstruation. You wonder why your daughters can't have kids. You wonder why they can't do this, because you gave them over to them. That's what you did as a parent. You gave them over to them. And then you want to play dumb now when they become psychotic. You want to act like it couldn't happen. How did this happen? Because you gave the doctor free reign of prescription use to dumbatize your kid. Dumbatize. That's a new word. Dumbatize. They dumbatized the
contract.
Kid. Yep. Contractually, you signed over in your other identity, your secret identity that they got you believing. And it's crazy because I sometimes sit down with people and say, I cannot believe I figured this out with people helping me figure it out. But I'm saying, I can't believe that. I said, they actually got us to believe. We two people already. The third person is AI. You already two people. That's what you ain't gonna get.
That's how they change the soul. That's
from
that's
birth.
You AI next. You are AI next. You already two people. You are already in Amity law. You're in both laws. They got you ruling in both of them. Both dualities. They gonna take to the third level. That's what they told you. They told you they're going to take you to the third level.
Jay-Z and Hova, Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Right. They told you.
And the military has control of them all, land, sea, and air, right?
Land, sea, and air. There's a good one there. See, that when you're able to
and
travel
the
to
Army,
the air.
And the Air Force just reinstated the mask mandate last week.
And the prince of the power of the air is Satan. See, when you look up Satan, he says, I'm the prince of the power of the air. He told you his location. He didn't say the spiritual. He said, but I got the prince of the power of the air.
Now, what, does the Pope say he owns? What does the Vatican own?
Yeah.
The Vatican owns the land,
yeah,
the sky above, and the
soil. Yeah, yes, land, sky, and the sea. They're able to see the land. Now that's another thing we're going to talk about. Before, because like I said, we ain't got to go nowhere. I got to play this for y'all.
Law, land,
law,
air, water.
Well, there you go. Now, these are acronyms that have been around for a long time. I think some of my more sisters, like Queen L and sister, they used to be back back in the day. She's been on the show many times back in the day. They used to tell all this dictionary. Everybody had a black law dictionary. Y'all remember the black law dictionary time? Get you a black law dictionary. Get you a black. Okay. Well, all of us did it. The show on this, I said, man, why are we? Because I always ask a question, man. Why the fuck we had to follow this law dictionary? Yeah, who? So go find out some white dude who was in the craft and judicial thing. They got together and did parodies, and they made up that law book. That law book is a family or oriented book by a white dude named Black, and his whole family been in this thing for a long time. They made all these additions. Go look him up one day. Say, I'm going to look up who Black Law Dictionary is. Look him up, come back to us, and tell me, wow, that's what they had us following. Because they knew what they was doing all along. They was playing word magic. You think a magician going to give you his tricks? Because tricks are for kids. We'll be right back.
And today.
All right, I don't know who's left on here, but we still rolling. That was a long one. I have no control over the board, so whoever's on here, yeah, you still with us?
Resurrected.
Okay, we got you with us. I don't know who got knocked off, but I just see them say, boom.
Don't say you feel it if it ain't for real.
Yeah, hey, because I don't put that there. Oh, my goodness, that was unbelievable right there. Look, there you go. All y'all, I didn't take nobody out. I told you, I don't take nobody out. I'm going to see if y'all could just follow the script. Hey, we got Judge Joe Brown. The show next show up, Judge Joe Brown will be with us on Friday. Uh-oh. Judge is going to be running for mayor in Tennessee. So we're going to look forward to that one. That's this Friday, everybody. Judge Joe Brown will be on the program. Antoinette, get ready, baby. He loves Antoinette. Judge, I want to come on there so I can ask you how I can get a position in the Judge Joe Brown mayoral campaign. Help me out there. I'll do all the campaigning. I see you ready. You are ready. Anyway, long story short, listen to on Friday. Any questions, feel free to call in. Also, Brother West, hope you all right, man. I know I was, we'll talk later, but yes, I hope everything good with your Brother West lady. Hope everything good. Sister Antoinette, hope everything's well. Please call me. And also, Brother Ray, Reverend Pinckney, Chief Warhorse, you got to come on here soon. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to come to y'all. I'm going to damn sure want to hook up with Brother Reverend Pinckney. Now, Reverend Pinckney, I'm going to go there from last week and hit. I mean, he older brother. Said some good stuff. But just think how he was talking about how Benton Harbor, them areas up north, that is about to, see some things with all this election shit going on there. He said, hey, he sees the white folks as racist as hell up there. And I said, people don't come from that area don't realize it's a different type of white people. Ain't the same that's in sunny Florida. Or it's a difference. Now, we're not on here to be divisive. We're just being real how our ethnic, civic makeup with people may not be where we needed to be during this thing that's going to happen. If we don't understand how this is running on all these groups. White folks, listen carefully because your behind is under attack. They are rounding y'all up, especially since January 6th. They already have deemed the white man as done. It's their own species. Now, I can't be responsible for saying that when you could look at their own data. Don't try to blame me. Say, that nigga. No, look at the data. Stop watching Joy reading them, trying to make you want to kill everybody. Because that ain't going to work. You ain't equipped to kill everybody, black people. Listen carefully. Obviously, by me playing that, I hate to say it, but you who are you going to kill if you don't even know what's coming at you? Because, you know, everybody got this military thing going on, and, you know, they're going to make everybody think they, you know, their own militia. But they just round up the Proud Boys and the Oath Keeper people. Now, here's where I get to be sci-fi. Will Smith played a movie for you. I'm going to tell you that whole thing was set up. Will Smith and it was so set up. Now that you get to analyze it and degurgitate the bullshit, set up, he already got a movie already was being made, obviously, for it to be out now, called Emancipation. Now, that was some bitch shit they wanted them to do. Smack him over the feminine energy of his so-called wife, Jedi Knight Jada. That's Jedi Knight. She bald-headed Jedi. He mentioned that as G.I. Joe Jane. See, they know what they was doing. And then she, you know, got this thing called Red Box. Her and her mama talk about that they fucking French fan Montana and everybody in the dad. Who knows what they're doing? I don't care that. Kids already binary. This is what they want the black celebrity to be doing. Now, if I'm making this up, correct me, please, because that's what I'm seeing. Because I ain't never see a whole family want everybody gay. Maybe one you could let slide. The whole goddamn family want to be gay. Then when that happened?
When they got them. They drank the Kool-Aid.
Okay. So you say that black
people. They dry bones.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just listening.
If,
y'all
if everybody would look up this company called CSAC.
Wow.
You remember? CSAC. I can't remember. I can't remember what show it was. Was it the Twilight Zone? Dry Bones, back in the day. Whoa. Yeah, CSAC, exactly. They control media and music.
Theater. Okay. Theater of the mind. Okay. Everything is theater.
Wow.
It's a melodrama. Yeah, just read the mission statement at CSAC and look how long they've been along, around. What was the name of that show that used to come on Dry Bones with the two faces, the smiling face and the sad face? Remember that?
Oh, shit. Sound familiar. I'm trying to think now.
It wasn't Thriller. Thriller was the hand that came out the ground with six fingers. The Twilight Zone.
But was it it was one of the sci-fi movies?
It was like a TV series, like Thriller Theater used to come on.
It wasn't Elvin Hitchcock.
Might have been.
Okay, go ahead.
Might have been, but my point is this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just like what you've been sharing and speaking to, this is it goes back to the agenda of just like, you know, the Zionists, because that symbol demonstrates how they control, by participating in their system, they control your mind. They control your thought processes. You could be happy. You could be crying, and you could be laughing at the same time. But it's because of what they put in front of you.
So to be honest, hopefully everybody's taking these notes down like you should be, because you know, so much information come out here. Y'all better have a notebook sometime. Now, the propaganda game is something that we all been bringing. I've been brainwashed. I admit to my brainwashed, so I could keep not being brainwashed. So the brainwashing process is very strategically done. I mean, you don't really know what's happening until you realize I'm in this thing. And then when you finally find out that it's not what you thought, usually chaos is already taken in to your head that it's not what you thought. So but from there, you start to see the fall of something that could possibly be what you thought was going to be, something glorified. Now, in religion, that's easy to be done. Politics is easy to be done. It's like we want these figures to be like savior, messiah figures. When we don't get it, then we realize that the energy level is not we got to direct at the wrong people. That's immediately why we need to stop directing our energy at the wrong thing, because it just deteriorates into nothing because you done killed it. So we had this thing where we all look at the same thing. Because they set up that way. We watch the same programming, the same stuff. All of us come with a different opinion. The key to why we got this thing going on, what we're doing here with y'all and everybody out here doing this, is that you find that there is people who already are seeing this. So that is validation for them as well as you, because it's the energy that we all receive from each other. Because no way we can keep saying that your family has been, I hate to say it like this, under their doctrine. They kill the family first. That's the first thing they want to do, is kill the family. So many of your family members have already been killed off. When I say killed off, not physically, mentally, spiritually, killed off. So they are already zombies in the state of what they create as a zombie. So you don't have to be like, y'all keep thinking it's like The Walking Dead. And they go, no. It's even